Song is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? Hey, we're live on Facebook for the first time in about 11 days. So, hey, Facebook, how you doing, everybody?
Nice while it lasted.
And we are in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we will be opening the Hall Financial Hotline today because, Randy, you want to play some audio of the special guest on the show, El Draco?
Oh, I got to play it. Hang on. El Draco, I love it.
Sounds like someone important. And actually, he should be important based on the only audio we've ever heard of him. There's a very important GoFundMe at stake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For this person?
Yes, the person being discussed in this piece of audio, if it ever happens.
El Draco.
It's how long it takes to cue something up over here.
Oh, the Wi-Fi?
No, well, yeah, kind of, but not really.
It was on vacation. Takes a while.
Really?
Get back into the
swing. My first day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Facebook's brought to you by our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Every savory selection is made fresh each morning from Mesa's signature sauces, salsa, and guacamole. Their homemade award-winning 8-hour stewed brisket. Mesa Tacos and Tequila's modern Mexican delicacies are truly fresh from their kitchen to your table between 3rd and 4th on Main Street in swinging Royal Oak.
Yeah.
So, we got anything?
Yeah, here it comes.
A special guest?
It's coming.
Wow.
I'm just trying to find the full version now.
Everybody's getting reacquainted on Facebook, I see. Oh, Scott Kosky. How does he know who it is?
Really, he does?
Well, oh, you want to know why Scott knows who it is? Because he helped track him down.
Oh. Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
That's El Draco.
We might have to have him do voice print analysis because he doesn't sound like that on the phone.
Oh, yeah, have him laugh.
I need to get him really excited on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know how he could possibly recreate the excitement there, but the story is that Terry is wheelchairless. He needs a new chair.
Oh.
And there's a GoFundMe for Terry.
There's two of them.
So,
why two GoFundMes?
Because it's better than one.
Because wheelchairs are pretty expensive.
Jimmy Tucker says, check the levels, Brandon. Everyone is cranked. Is that true, Facebook
people?
Yeah,
it's the dial. It's the dial by you. I don't know.
Okay.
How's that? Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Testing.
It's our first day.
1, 2. Is that better, everybody?
Check. Can one, check. One.
Not only do we have El Draco. Why is he El Draco, by the way? It sounds like he's someone famous.
It's very dramatic.
He is famous now.
Well, from that alone, he should be somebody. But El Draco, it sounds like is he a musician or
I have no idea.
An actor?
I didn't
a musician?
Why would you question such things when talking to them?
I'm just thinking that he's a magician or something.
I talked to his aunt, Terry's mom. She was very nice and had a very long but well-told story about the insurance problems.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Terry had insurance on his chair, mm-hmm. but they've lost the paperwork, which now that story.
Wait,
what? I know, because I would think you'd call the company and go, yeah, remember me? My name is so-and-so. I bought a policy.
My social security number.
Yeah, and they go, oh, yeah, you.
Like that.
We'll send you a copy. But
it's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
The paperwork seems irrelevant to me because the insurance company is out of business. So what does the paperwork matter?
Well, like,
why even bring it up?
I don't know.
If they had the paperwork, would the insurance company go back in business?
Bagel, Terry.
Doesn't seem like that doesn't.
I don't know.
How does the insurance company go out of business? That can happen?
Trudy, I don't know. The whole thing sounds very. I don't know what to say about that. I'm just, and the two GoFundMes, why two GoFundMes? Everything is up in the air. Everything's up for grabs. And it's all relying on the amazing
El Draco.
Charm of El Draco.
He will have answers.
Pull it
for
together.
Us.
Yeah, because I see one of the GoFundMes had just a $5,000 goal, and that was met pretty quickly. In 4 days, it's got $5,500, but nice. It's reached its goal. The other one has a $39,000 goal. That's currently at $3,700.
Okay, wait.
How do you find it?
Time out.
Yeah.
Can I ask everyone in the room, what do you think Terry's chair costs to replace the chair he's
in? I already know.
Okay, Mark, you're out then. In the back up, Terry, what do you think that chair would have cost Terry to replace?
Well, I didn't get a good look at it, but I'm just going to say 10,000.
Yeah, 10, 15.
Is it?
I was thinking like 10,000, but it seems to me as $44,000 in GoFundMes that they're shooting for.
28,000. Was the price they
That's the price they gave you. Then why are they asking for $39,000 on the second GoFundMe?
They're asking for it, or I don't know. I have no idea. This is why we need to have El Draco on.
Okay. I'm sure he's going to clear it all up.
That sure is a mystery.
I'm just positive.
Maybe he's asking for more, so whatever he gets will pay for it. Right?
What you doing, Terry?
Why? Do they have to pay tax?
Maybe they need more fireworks. Tax.
Oh,
that's cool. I wonder what they did.
Maybe they just spent $15,000 in fireworks for this year's 4th of July, and they didn't have any money.
That'd be great.
I wonder if they had another 4th of July celebration with Terry.
Yeah, well, you know, the timing's perfect, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
to answer all these questions? Now, Lance Roberts just popped in. Hey, who's Lance Roberts? He's a guy on our Facebook Live. He says, that chair is $4,000. Now, Lance, how do you know that?
He just knows.
Cindy says, it's
the
my chair.
$4,000.
Cindy says it's my chair. I pay for everything around here.
But that's just another challenge for the chair.
Oh, Rick Bastuba has jumped in to say 39 plus 5 is $44,000.
A smart guy, that Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
I do believe that he did celebrate the 4th of July because he's got new pictures in this updated GoFundMe.
Oh, look at Terry.
Well, there's Terry's chair.
And he's got fireworks at his feet.
Terry, what you
doing? Yeah.
Terry.
And then that's his mom, Annette, and she's the one that's spearheading this GoFundMe page. And yeah, she's very nice. I even talked to Terry yesterday, and he's just a little hard to hear on the phone, so we'll talk to the guy who we
El Draco is the spokesperson for the Terry family.
That's good. Look how young Terry's mom looks.
Yeah.
Does she look young for Terry's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks...
She had two loud kids screaming on the phone when I was talking.
Dude, your mom is hot.
And all I can think of is,
cute.
I'm at work. I got away from that. Why do I have to hear it now?
Okay, Lance Roberts says one of his suppliers sells that very chair. So why don't we have Lance sell the chair, and they can return the other $40,000?
Wow, that's a great idea. If Lance would.
Wouldn't that be a win-win?
You donate it to
Middle
charity.
Man it.
Somehow I feel
genius,
that's
genius, genius.
Why are we in the middle of this?
I feel that that would not be considered a win-win by El Draco.
That's great. Well, we'll see. I'm on pins and needles. Excited to talk to him.
Rick says you're welcome. He doesn't mind counting for us. Okay, so you know, I didn't even want to mention this story because I think it's so dumb, and I'm just tired of dumb stuff. But it seems that we would die if there was no dumb stuff. We wouldn't really talk about it because all you click on is dumb stuff. There's two great fights, by the way, today. One I tweeted out, the two Cub fans, the two chicks.
That's a good one. But there's a much better one
at Disney, at Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Wow.
Toontown, to be specific.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? This fight, if you look at this thing on balance and you watch the whole thing and then you go, oh, my God, that black guy is beating the crap out of his girlfriend or whoever.
No one
knows,
but yeah.
And he's swinging at everybody else. He swings at another girl. Another guy enters the fray. He swings at the same girl. He swings at, you know, the guy that's in there, and he's like trying to fight the black guy, and then he punches the girl who just happens to be standing there.
There's so much action.
What do you want to do, huh?
There's a lot of twists and turns, and the whole video is quite amazing.
It's really strange, but, you know, of course, I'm ready to just throw this guy in jail because he's hitting chicks.
Throw him in jail? He didn't even get kicked out of Toontown.
You want to go?
It didn't seem anything happened to him, but.
There's no security.
Let me ask you something, because this is a very a heavy thing. I've seen this before where people absolutely lose it when this happens. I assume that was his girlfriend or his sister or someone close to him, the heavyset girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She spit in his face.
Oh, yeah. And really big, heavy stuff.
It was like a fuse was lit, and he just went off, and he was all punches. Now,
what was that video game where they used to fight each other?
Oh, there's a billion of them.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Tyson?
But they squared off.
Oh, Rock'em Sock'em Robots? they looked a little like, or the two guys looked like Rock'em
Sock'em. Oh, they did, totally.
Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or something.
Street Fighter, yeah.
Okay. If somebody spits in your face, does it matter who they are? Can you hit them? I mean, that's a really...
Wait.
She was like this close to him, just went... Whoosh, and it was a big one, flew right in his face, and it was like a fuse went off.
Wow. Well, according to the eye for an eye rule, no.
Well, I mean...
That's spit for punch.
No, you cannot punch somebody. There he is. There's our guy.
Oh, that spit. Ooh.
Yeah, she spit right in his face from close range. Now, I would never hit a girl because I would just figure I'd be in so much trouble. But I would want to hit... If anybody spit in my face, I'd want to hit them.
It's really, really vulgar.
We were debating at this point, like, who you got? The guy in the pink?
Oh, yeah.
Who looks like Busta Rhymes, by the way?
Yeah.
Or the other guy? Because the guy in pink looks like... He would win. He's bigger. He's got a better reach. But, man, his stance is terrible when he's fighting.
I picked him.
Yeah.
I don't really know who won.
There's a couple punches thrown.
Here comes the first twist. Heads up.
Boy, the girl that spit in his face, by the way, I don't think
Who saw that coming? The guy...
No, that was way... That was.
There's a guy in a pink shirt and a guy in a white shirt. Yeah. Pink shirt got spit upon. The guy in the white shirt just decides to slap the lady standing next to him.
Right. And then he couldn't land his overhand head punch. Like, he tried to punch down the guy's head and missed.
Trudy, that's a very good point, because there's very few punches landed. There's a lot of slaps.
Yeah. Yes.
There's the girl that opened... That's the girl that opened Pandora's box by spitting in his face. She just got her hair pulled big time. And he threw a couple punches, too.
There's so many amazing things going on in this video, because now you have the Mr. Janitor who just walks in and does nothing but get in the way.
He doesn't want to get hit.
Well, this guy will swing at anyone in his orbit.
And he missed pink shirts leaving.
Yeah, he's pushing a stroller, by the way.
Mr. White Shirt gets his double stroller with his two toddlers in it.
No, these guys are in a massive fight.
Oh, wait, back it up. This is my favorite part.
Went into a girl fight. Back it up, Terry.
Back it up. So there's another lady. I think this is the one who was on the scooter,
yes.
She tried to break up the fight with the scooter, which is a good move.
She's elderly.
She goes down like a ton of bricks.
Oh.
And she was never touched. That's what's funny about it. If you watch it again, she is not touched when she falls down.
But she's very heavy, and it seems like she's almost like a Weeble.
She's rolling.
No, she's the opposite of a Weeble. She can't
get up. Pink shirt's back. Here comes twist number two.
What's happening?
He's helping his mama. He said, come on, mama. And then bam! Slapping the chick.
That's the girl who opened Pandora's box by spitting. Yes. She got slammed again.
Just call her Pandora.
Don't ever spit in someone's face because you can't believe what can happen.
Oh, the baby's crying.
What an attraction this turned out to be. Look at all the people that were watching it.
By the way, I want...
And there's a...
Can we hear what he's saying?
He doesn't care about the video. He's ready to go to jail, is what he said.
Look at the boobs on that girl in the brown shirt. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, I thought that was Pink Shirt's girlfriend, but boy, are there more twists and turns.
Oh, yeah. And the backdrop of Toontown.
I know. It makes it so ridiculous.
Okay. My hands on my bitch.
Uh-oh,
what's going on? There she goes,
after. But no, it's just to grab her by the hair to pull her to safety.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Slap them a little bit.
They were both leaving, and they both come back, and they both seem madder than ever.
I slap you. I slap you. I slap you. Slapping you. Stay late because you disrespected me.
I thought he was protecting her. Now he's beating the hell out of her.
Yeah, we thought that was the girlfriend. Nobody has any idea.
She didn't spit on anyone.
She's down on the ground.
Man, can we get El Draco to untangle this mess?
Well, if there's one guy I want to talk in this video, it's that guy right in the middle with the backpack. That's the secret Asian man who is just there. And he's got a phone on a selfie stick.
Secret Asian man.
Secret Asian man.
No one knows who he is. He just pops up. He's very helpful. See him? He's just standing in the middle.
And here comes security.
By the way, security shows up and zips up his zipper. Isn't that weird?
This video is everything.
Look at him. He shows, oh, I better get this zipper taken care of.
Security is a large woman who looks like Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. She's got Hulk Hogan hair.
Security's also very old.
Yeah.
Are there any more?
There's one guy, one security member's got like five badges. I assume that's for every town in Disneyland. He was deputized in every town.
This is flair. Oh,
wow.
My God.
That was something
that
else.
Is epic. It really
well,
was
security
fun to
watch. Bridge.
You're kind of distracting me from the dumbest story possibly ever. But first, I'll just mention
that. I could
that,
watch that video all day.
Yeah, there's so much going on. There's so much in the background, too. Including a guy who's videotaping from the other side.
That would have been
really
me.
Focused.
I decided that was me because he was way off in the distance filming.
Well, he's getting some great stuff, no doubt. I wish we had his angle. Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event, and they're excited for you to be a part of it. During the Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you're more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? How about 0% financing and all new 2018 Ram Heavy Duties in stock? As you can see, Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang, so take advantage of some of these deals fast. Now, if you haven't done it already. Right. And Dr. Yaldo is LASIKing away. I was going to say wildly, but not wildly. He's just doing a lot of it. 30,000 times.
Very deliberately.
Yes, very deliberately. 30,000 plus people have gotten a state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. And most have gotten better than 20/20 vision called supernormal vision. It only takes a few minutes. It's painless. Throw away all the glasses and contacts and the rinses and all that garbage. The multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more of that crap. And you do get precision far vision, no cataracts, too. So you've got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, although I've heard 18 months.
Oh, really?
And you can get frames, very cool sunglasses at Dr. Yaldo if you're not interested in LASIK. Tell him Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing after the show because I just YouTubed Fight at Disney, and there are so many different fights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a lot of
well,
viewing
Black China got in that fight there
because
that woman tried to touch her child. Actually, she asked, and not Black China, but the woman who was pushing, I guess she brings a stroller pusher. It's kind of like Michael Jackson's umbrella holder. She is a stroller pusher. And that woman said, oh, sure. And so she was, you know, talking to the baby all nice. And then I think she pat her on the head or something. And Black China went crazy. Oh. It was kind of like the fuse that went off in that dude in the other fight. And remember she was pulling, was she pulling a wagon or something behind her?
Yeah.
And she tried to throw it wagon, at the woman.
Oh. You gotta use whatever you can.
You know what? I'm glad she did that, though, because I was thinking about if I were ever attacked, what would I do? And I was like, oh, I should throw whatever's in my hands at people.
Yeah, that was what she had available. Now, she was throwing shoes at her hairstylist just recently who sued her for assault because she said Black China didn't pay her. And so she was chasing her out in the parking lot, screaming at her, and Black China threw her shoes at her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's definitely into the throwing business.
Right. Throwing stuff works. There was that video, on a serious note, I don't know if you saw that 14- or 13-year-old girl that was followed home by the guy and was caught on their doorbell cam, but she had like a water bottle and threw the water bottle at him, and it slowed him down.
Yeah.
Slowed him down, and then she knocked on the door and got help.
That's what they used to do in Iraq. They used to throw full water bottles at people's heads.
Hey, you got anything?
Give school teachers basketballs. How do you defend against a basketball?
Well, not only that, but someone throws a basketball at your inclination is to drop whatever you have and catch it.
Right? And set up for a jumper.
Yeah, you're not going to shoot it. Set up for the train of three. So you can buy Steph Curry's hat.
But I was thinking I'd carry my Drew and Mike mug with me.
The Drew and Mike store, Trudy. Thank you for bringing that up.
Which, by the way, I think doubles as a really serious weapon. So
definitely. We've been selling a lot of those.
Those are really great.
Who'd have thunk that glassware and stickers would get our merchandise going like crazy?
And the aluminum, what is it, aluminum or steel? It's
hot or cold.
Stainless steel.
Now, Joey was telling me that people weren't really buying the shirts, and I thought, well, that's weird. But we added them later, and last week we had all those mentions for the store, and so I asked him, I think on Saturday, you know, are we still not selling any shirts? And he said, no, it is. It is. It's selling now. But
yeah,
I think
saw somebody wearing it, and they tweeted themselves out. Yeah.
Teebs.
Teebs
did. Teebs, right.
What a great model Teebs is.
Yeah.
Guy, man.
He looked cool in the shirt, too.
Teebs has been sending some really funny videos to the Boner Line, too. And in case anybody doesn't know, you can call the Boner Line, or you can, of course, text the Boner Line, which is 209-66-BONER. And Teebs just likes sending fun videos. Here's one. He's on vacation.
Oh. On a kayak.
What's up, Bar?
Hey. Juwan Howard jersey.
We're going to shock the world. TNT.
He's like the most intense person I've ever met in my life.
It's entertaining.
Here's another one.
All right, do it.
Turn my podcast. We're going to shock the world.
Brandon.
Hey.
That's the end of it. He's a character's friends too, man.
But stop sending Hope Solo's butthole to the Boner Line.
What?
We get a lot of them. I've seen it before. Don't send it anymore.
Well, now you just ask for more.
Are you issuing a C&D?
Yes.
Besides Hope Solo's butthole, what is coming to the Boner Line? What kind of content?
It's a little bit of everything. People are really, you can tell that some people are episodes and episodes and episodes behind, and they're trying to catch up. So sometimes they bring up things that we talked about a few weeks ago.
It's okay.
Yeah, but it's been fun. I try to respond to a lot of them, but they also send links that I can add to my prep and send along.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned the dumb story, and I just thought it was so dumb and just so wrong that I wasn't even going to talk about it. But, you know, it's funny how... I mean, I feel like an idiot in a way because it's real simple to dismiss all this stuff as clickbait.
Yeah.
And I think it really is clickbait.
Oh, usually the title of something?
Well, just the whole story. It's okay. The Detroit Music Festival
that was
charging white people double. I just thought, okay, this is ridiculous. It's stupid. I don't know how anyone who is a proponent of equality would ever do this. That's not how you fix things from the past or the present, by screwing a group and also by broad brushing and stereotyping them as all having just loads of money because they've stolen it from your group or they're privileged or whatever you want to say. And so I just thought, this has just got to be a way to get people talking about this festival or something. I don't know.
And it was.
I
was pleasantly surprised to see that they had very little to zero support. You know, we always talk about the 10%. It was maybe 1%.
Well, remember the
people that were like, yeah, right on.
Remember the coffee shop? And these things always get so much attention. The coffee shop that said police were not allowed because it was too triggering.
Yes.
And that place just got mauled. And honestly, you'll always see people go, oh, I know, cops are terrible. I hate cops, too. And there's a few idiots. Yeah. And the Starbucks thing, I think people are uniformly behind the police in that one.
To that point, Brandon and I were talking about this after the show because that police union put out the whole, what did they call it, dump Starbucks hashtag.
Yes.
Starbucks immediately apologized to them. They accepted the apology, and that was the end of it. So in the meantime, for a whole day or 2 days, we had to be subjected to the dumb story because of the tweet about it.
Well, is Starbucks going to shut down and have some more? Did their diversity did their training go overboard? They're so sensitive now that when this person saw police, they felt they were triggered and they had to kick the police out because they're now so sensitized.
The point being that 99.9%.
Do they have too much sensitivity training?
You're harshing their mellow, man.
If they have sensitivity training now for the police.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, police have PTSD being kicked out.
Starbucks to treat the police.
If they were so worried about, you know, doing mean things to people that they now think that if somebody has someone in their line of sight that upsets them, they should kick them out of Starbucks, that would be too
Where's
much
that
training.
Person?
That's oversensitized.
Where's
I don't
that
know.
Person?
Their picture should be on the cover of USA Today today.
A soft magazine,
the
at
Tempe
least.
Police, absolutely. They should launch an investigation to find out who the person is.
Yeah. What's this
security
person,
footage.
What's this person up to that they're so worried?
They're either incredibly soft or they're up to something.
Or high.
Well, that could be, yeah. But usually, don't they just usually sit still?
I'm taking a wild guess that they're triggered by this Phoenix police thing with this
no way.
Guy.
They're just that's no, a big you know story. What? They're just assholes.
Probably that, too. So anyway, I was just reading the story from the Washington Post because I never really people just kept sending the link, and I was like, oh, I don't even want to read this. It's so dumb. And then I said, a lot of people were sending it. So then when the story came in today and I read about the explanation, I thought I might as well read it. From the Washington Post, Antonia Nuri Farzin. Should white people pay a premium to attend an Afrofuturist music festival in a historically black Detroit neighborhood? To the organizers of the upcoming Afrofuture Fest, the answer was clear. Yes, they absolutely should. Too often, they saw people of color getting shut out of events in their own communities because they didn't have the resources to snag tickets the moment they went on sale. That didn't seem right. Oftentimes, when dope events happen in Detroit, the cheapest tickets are bought and then sold by people not from the community.
Well, that's every event.
Because they can afford them first, leaving higher-priced tickets as the only options left, said one of the event's organizers.
I'll bring the cookies.
Black and brown people deserve access to quality events in their city. It isn't fair when events happen. By the way, are events in a geographic location, do people closer to the event have priority to tickets? Is that an understood thing?
You also sell tickets to people and bring them in from other places.
People will fly in. I mean, when the Rolling Stones tickets go on sale, people from everywhere want them.
Sure.
So the first mistake is this belief that this is only black and brown people that get angry because all the tickets are gone. And I'm sure they're referring to scalpers, too, and ticket agencies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they swoop in, they buy them up, and they resell them at higher prices. And, yeah, a lot of people get angry because they're shut out. Not just black and brown people. And by the way, it's the broad brush that bothers me most, this attitude that this is all white people, that all white people enjoy these advantages. No, they don't. A lot of people that aren't doing so well either, and they're as pissed as you are about this sort of thing. So, I mean, it's just ludicrous. You can't do that.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Well, now, what was the star attraction at this event?
I hope it was Tiny Jag. He's give it up for Tiny Jag.
Tiny Jag?
Who dropped out because she did not like that pricing situation because she has relatives that are white.
What?
She's of mixed race.
Oh. Well.
The remaining tickets now is what will cost $20 for everyone. There's a suggested donation for white people.
Huh. Has Jesse Jackson checked in on this?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe he will in 2059.
They changed the pricing system because of racist harassment.
Quote, racist harassment.
Quote, there's no reason why. This was for the sake of safety, she wrote on her Facebook.
I see. Okay, so they're still right.
I don't feel 1 ounce of sadness or regret. And about Francesca's Lamar and I's choice for creating this ticket structure, she wrote. Don't comment on here about what we could have done differently with the structure. We did what we did, and equity matters. Equity? Equality? Okay, whatever.
Well, equity.
So who's going? Are we going?
Yeah. I don't even know who's playing. That's why the whole thing.
Roach.
I don't even know about the event. It's not something I'd probably attend anyway.
You know about it now because of that, and possibly that was the point. Maybe that was the point. They were trying to get more people.
But it's funny
that's what I thought, starting
a controversy.
They're acting as if that they're even more right now because they're being racially harassed.
They kind of won in a way.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Know about the event now.
I didn't realize. I remember hearing one thing like this before, but the Washington Post says the concept of race-based pricing isn't new. Tunde Wey, a New Orleans-based Nigerian chef known for turning meals into a provocatively and politically charged piece of performance. It's food. What do you mean provocative and politically charged performance art? It's food. You're a chef. Get over yourself. Tried something similar last year as a social experiment. He opened a pop-up lunch counter where he served up facts about the racial wealth gap along some dish. I don't know what that is. After listening to his brief lecture, customers would learn the price of their lunch. People of color paid $12. White diners would get a choice. Do they want to pay $12 too or hand over $30 and have the profits redistributed to people of color? I bet that went really well.
Everybody played.
Now, he claims more than 80% of white customers wanted to pay the higher price. I would like a forensic accountant to check into that.
If you didn't want to, you wouldn't have gone.
All Financial Hotline sounds like it's opening up for El Draco. Click the link to All Financial. Fill out the online form, and I'll get back to you pronto about a refi. Five tips last week, by the way, from Jess. It's down from the previous week of 11 tips. Oh, my God. I'm killing it.
It's like we were off.
No days off. No days off.
That's true. We were off. That's right. That's the last time I got into it with Jess is when we had zero tips between the 26th of December and the 1st of January.
Well, the fact that we were off and we had any tips speaks huge.
It does.
To the show. Hugely.
And I'll also mention that some of you had less than desirable experiences with dealerships in the past. Our favorite dealership on the planet, Zot Ford in Holly, is here to erase these crappy memories and make sure you have a ball buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Working with our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford is the way a dealership experience should be. World class. Plus, Zot Ford's parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off on their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with their life-size Hulk Hogan in the showroom. Take a ride in the leather massage chairs or just sip some fresh brewed coffee or snack on their hot movie-style popcorn. Mm. No matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers. Go visit them. Be sure to tell them any or all of us sent you. Is this El Draco?
Yes, it is.
It sounds like El Draco. You know, how many people have seen the video of "Back Up, Terry"?
I put it in reverse, Terry.
It's him. He just proved it.
How many people have seen that video? Do we know?
Man, we don't know. It's millions. We lost count.
Oh, wow.
I mean, isn't it amazing, though, how popular that was?
The original has 1.4 million. However, it's been picked up and, you know, reproduced. So, and others have like 500,000. So, yeah, millions of times people have seen this video.
It brings so much joy. It really does.
It does.
It really does, yeah. I mean, Terry's having a blast in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we understand El Draco. By the way, El Draco, are you a magician? Or some, how did you become El Draco?
I should be, huh? You know, I should. Hey, I'm going to trademark my name, too, you know.
You should. No, I mean, how did you become El Draco?
My mom came up. Hey, I don't know where she got it from. Hey, I love it.
It stuck.
It's good.
It stuck.
Have you done interviews about the video, by the way?
I did a couple of this, one radio, here in Memphis and also on TV here in Memphis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm glad we jumped in there and you should be getting more attention now because Terry, who of course has the fireworks blowing up at his, first I want to ask you, did you guys have a big fireworks thing this 4th of July?
Oh yeah. We Terry lit the fireworks again and. Oh, he escaped by her again.
Now, the bad news is, I'm glad you had a great fourth. The bad news is something happened to Terry's wheelchair. What happened?
It went out on him. It just died on him. I guess it was going bad. Also, in the video, as you seen, he was trying to get it turned back on. It went out on him, but it had out.
Uh-huh. No, it wasn't because an M80 blew up underneath it, was it?
No, not that at all, no.
Okay, so there's nothing reckless going on. So anyway, there's now two GoFundMes to raise money for Terry to get a new wheelchair, correct?
Correct.
And one of them, Brandon was looking at it, it was supposed to raise $5,000. It's at $5,500, and there's another one that's trying to raise $39,000, and we were kind of confused. Do you know why there's two GoFundMes? Because we're counting on you to make us understand this.
I'm thinking it's because the wheelchair that he needs is a special size wheelchair he needs that, you know, that he can get in and out the house, and mm-hmm. it's a certain kind that he actually needs. I don't know exactly why two of them, but you know, believe me, the money is going to his wheelchair.
Yeah, it looks like the first one was done, you know, maybe by a friend that was trying to help out. And then the second one, which is, if anybody wants to search for it online, Back It Up Terry New Wheelchair Fundraiser is what you search. And it's by Annette Carter, which is Terry's mom.
Correct. Yes, correct.
And if you're talking to Annette, it sounds like Grandma needs that chair, too, because it sounds like it's a lot of work for Grandma to take care of Terry.
Right. Isn't it amazing what some of these people do for other people? And Terry, apparently, and you know, now that I'm thinking about it, when we were on Facebook Live, one of our know-it-all listeners, and we have many of them, and some of them do know a lot, and this guy probably does. He said, that's a $4,000 chair. I can get it for him. And what he probably does not know is that Terry's getting a slightly different chair, because isn't he trying to get one that will get all the way down the hall to the bathroom, yes. Which it didn't, yes, couldn't do that before.
Hopefully you can put it in reverse really easy, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope you can bag it up, put it in reverse real quick, because, boy, you know, Lord Jesus, you know, I was saying.
Why couldn't he go forward, by the way? I think you yelling at him to go in reverse confused him, and couldn't he just go forward at you and got out of
reverse, Tim?
Well, if he'd have went forward, I think the fireworks would have got him pretty bad, so that's why, okay, I was telling him to put it in reverse.
Oh.
So, yeah, he probably have been on fire like, you know, Michael Jackson back in the day.
God, we know what happened with that.
Yeah, exactly.
He does not respond terribly quickly in the video.
No.
It's a little slow.
LOL Drago's response to laugh was very fast. It is just a great video.
It is a great laugh.
Wow. That was one of my best days. One of my best days.
When you first uploaded that, I mean, were you surprised at how quick it just exploded?
Yes, because when I first uploaded, I had an ex-girlfriend. She texted me and just told me to make it public. You know, I was, mm-hmm, like, basically new to Facebook, and I was like, okay. I went back to sleep on it. So she called me and said, if you don't wake up and make this public, you're going to miss out. You can go viral. So I put it, I made it public, and went back to sleep, woke up. I had over 5,000 shares and posts and laughs. I'm like, wow. You know, within 2 days, it was up to a million. So,
wow. Jeez.
Yeah, that thing, it could go viral all over again. It's so funny if it just landed in the right place.
Yeah, in fact, I saw it a lot over, you know, this 4th of July and the one prior. This is now 2 years old. And the way I look at it with the GoFundMe is this video has brought me at least $20 worth of fun. So I would love to donate because I got something out of it.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We appreciate everybody, though. And we try to make sure.
He's already done over
$5,500
on the one, mm-hmm, and going for the second one. And the point about the wheelchair is that he has a wheelchair now that will not fit down the hallway to the bathroom. So every time Terry has to use the bathroom, Grandma has to – does she drag him to the bathroom down the hallway?
Lifts him into a smaller chair.
Yeah, she had to lift him into a smaller chair.
Oh, that's better than dragging him.
Yeah.
Man.
It's funny, though, talking to your aunt, it was because she offered Terry to live with her, but I guess does she live in the middle of nowhere? He didn't like the idea that there are cows around there.
Yeah, so Terry didn't want to go out there. He was like, no, there's nothing out there to look at.
There's nothing to look at.
You see a deer run by, you're like, wow, that's the fun. That's the fun part of the day. You see a deer run in the yard. So,
what does Terry do during the day? Like, what does a typical day consist of?
Oh, Terry loves to, he loves to get online and look for things like electronics. He's into electronics.
El Draco.
Wait, time out.
You're not going to tell us that Terry never looks at porn, are you?
I don't know that. I don't know that. I know.
Have you guys ever
had to put that one in reverse because I don't know y'all that.
If there was a gun to your head and you had to correctly guess whether he's ever sought porn on the computer, would you guess yes or no?
I would say yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, no, I know. Just,
hey, yeah. I mean, everybody that has been on the internet has looked, yeah, of course.
I know. I just want to normalize Terry. He sounded like he might be unusual if he didn't have it.
Oh, no, he's not. I know for a fact he's not.
Stephen Hawking did. I mean, universal.
He's my first cousin, so we grew up together. So I know. I know a lot of things about Terry people don't know. You know, I love him to death.
And Grandma, by the way, the grandmother that has to wheel him down the hallway and change chairs. She's 80 years old.
Yes.
God bless her.
Yeah, she needs a break.
That's my baby. That's my baby right there.
Oh, how sweet. Good for Terry.
Where was she when you guys were lighting off fireworks? You would have thought she would have put a stop to it.
she was on the porch. She was on the porch trying to get to him. But when she seen him laughing, I guess she stopped him. You know, it's like, hey, he's okay.
That is the best part of the very end. You can see Terry laughing his ass off as he finally gets away. That was just great.
El Draco, are you located in Memphis?
Yes, sir. Memphis.
Okay. Is that where you grew up?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Mm. And you like any of the old Memphis music, or is that before your time?
I get into a little B.B. King, but, you know, mostly rapping, you know, mostly hip-hop with me. So, mm-hmm. 3-6 Mafia, yeah, Yo Gotti, Dawg.
3-6 Mafia.
Black Y'all Style, yeah.
Okay. So, no Elvis or Jerry Lee or those Sun Studio guys?
No. Before your time. Is Jailhouse Rock. You know, I can get down with that.
Definitely. Okay.
What about Terry?
Terry, what's Terry like?
R&B and hip hop also.
All right.
And Beale Street. We talk about Beale Street occasionally. Do people that live in Memphis ever hang out on Beale Street, or is that just a tourist thing?
Oh, it's always. We always. Everyone here that goes to Beale Street. Just, no.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was there one weekend. Is B.B. King's place still there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, y'all should come on down and visit.
Yeah, right. I would love to. I had a great time there. B.B. King's was awesome, by the way. They had some old blues singer. This guy was 80, and he was blind, so they had to actually walk him up on the stage, and he killed it. Absolutely killed it. A lot of good live music.
Always.
Good barbecue.
And barbecue. I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
We got the best barbecue around the world. So.
Agree.
And fireworks. Yeah. I'll come down only if we can light off a ton of fireworks around Terry.
Yeah, the best fireworks too. Y'all come on down. We're gonna try to get somebody to trademark a Draco and Terry fireworks.
Yeah, we got some trademarking to do. Well, Draco, I'm glad that you guys have put this together for Terry. And Brandon, what's the GoFundMe, by the way, if somebody wants to jump on there and donate $10, $20, or anything you can?
Again, if you Google GoFundMe and then Back It Up Terry, you should be able to find it. But the official title is Back It Up Terry New Wheelchair Fundraiser by Annette Carter.
And we'll link it.
Yep, we'll link it on our website as well.
All right, I appreciate that.
Well, Draco, it's great talking to you, man.
Hey, great talking to y'all, too. Thank y'all so much.
We all got a great laugh or two or ten out of that video. And more to come.
Girl, put in reverse, Terry.
We'll be in touch, man.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, El Draco.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put in reverse, Terry. Put in reverse. What you doing, Terry?
What you doing? What are you doing?
Listen to all those going on.
What a laugh.
I did not expect him to have the pipes that he has.
Yeah, it's some
because
pipes.
He gets really high there in the...
So there's another video. It says 1 year later, 2018. So that video, I guess, was 2017, where they're lighting off fireworks around Terry again. But I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's I haven't seen this. So,
well, they're not lit
this
yet.
This is Back It Up Terry, you guys.
He's in the middle of a cul-de-sac in his chair, which is a different chair, a worse
this
chair
Terry.
Than the one he, in the original
and
video.
The voice. The laughter, the commentator.
I think that's El Draco right there.
Terry.
And he's lighting, one of those big squares.
What is that? Oh.
Oh, is that his mom?
I think so.
Yeah.
Go on, help him back up.
Sounds like there's no shortage of youngins there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's too much stuff going on out here.
She agrees.
Oh, there you go.
He lit it like
you got a chance to move out the way, you guys. Woo!
Terry's fearless.
True. Y'all can see.
El Draco lit it like right underneath the chair completely. And then back Terry up away.
Woo! This is falling down. Oh, wait. That's Terry, you guys.
Why are fireworks
so much? Is that El Draco in the American flag shirt?
Yeah.
Behind Back It Up Terry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can see this, he making sure that he's completely out of the way, out of harm's way. You got Horace, the laughter and commentary. Draco.
Look at all those little kids.
What's up, Draco?
Here's old Draco in the video.
What's up, Terry?
Draco's wearing a tank top that says, "Do you ever America, bro?"
Draco,
that's awesome.
He needs a cameo. Oh my god, that could be another way for him to earn money.
Okay, you guys.
Light up another one.
We're missing El Draco.
Oh, that's great.
All right, so there we go. Trudy, what's going on with Dr. Roche? I know there's something new going on over there.
It's time to celebrate your independence.
What?
From your old body. Now that we celebrated the 4th of July, you might think about maybe putting your body in the shop at Dr. Roche's. Find out how you can improve everything with a private consultation. And they wish us a happy 4th of July. The 5th of July was National Bikini Day, which is huge in Dr. Roche's office.
Bikini.
Yeah, Friday was National Bikini Day.
Bikini. If you're bikini. Okay, is that creepy?
If you don't have a bikini body, they can help. And all the July specials from Dr. Roche, including 360 Lipo Body Tight, Saline Breast Implants, and Diva, the rejuvenation. It's really wrecking the nation for the entire month of July. And you can check out their specials at droche.com or call them at
248-338-1110.
Thank you.
If you're trying to restore your bikini body.
Bikini.
So
hopefully that
gross.
Creepy dude isn't around.
That's your bikini.
Ah, ew. It reminds me of Jeffrey Epstein and how creepy he is. And I looked at him, and I was like, oh, my God, he looks like Jerry Sandusky, sort of, like brothers of other mothers.
He does. For some reason, I think about, you know, the bikini, and I think that person going bing-da-da-bong to Acapulco with the guy talking.
Right.
That he's on the trip, and therefore you don't want to go.
That's your bikini. It's 100. If you're topless, it's 200.
Okay.
If it is centerfold, it's 5,000. And bing da bong, we're off to Acapulco. Right?
Do you want to go to Acapulco with that guy?
No. Oh, God.
Did you pack enough bikinis? So
weird.
Bikini
wax, too.
Oh, boy. I'm sure he'd pack plenty of that.
Okay, good. Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
I love that he had a Polaroid.
So
I know.
This just makes it even better.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
He also calls it a bust.
I feel like it's his way of sounding less creepy. He's trying to sound really
clinical,
medical.
Like he was in 1964 and all of a sudden got transferred to 1998.
And he's using a Polaroid.
You want to face the wall, put your hands up on the wall, and arch your butt back towards me.
They call it a fanny.
Arch the fanny. Just
wait, he did.
Okay.
Oh, God, is that creepy? Ugh. The sound of that Polaroid is so funny.
Arch the fanny just a little bit, and then give me a little smile. Okay.
Now, for all you millennials out there, a Polaroid camera was a camera that would print out the picture.
Oh, knock it off. I had a Polaroid camera when I was a kid.
Besides, haven't you heard Outkast? Come on.
What's that?
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah.
Oh,
did Gen Z kill it? Hey, what did Gen Z kill today, Drew?
Mad Magazine.
Yeah, the first
Mad Magazine.
Oh, man.
We decided that that's the first thing Gen Z has killed.
Okay, good. I'll concur.
Mad Magazine.
67 years in publication, and probably maybe only quarterly from here on out.
Ugh, I had a major.
Why bother?
Major millennial email I wanted to read.
I loved Mad Magazine.
I love, well, they still have an August edition.
Hmm.
And it's about anti-vaxxers.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Alfred E. Newman has like pustules all over his face. So,
Are the Spy versus Spy still in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the favorites for sure. Remember the fold-out, too?
Oh, yeah.
When you did?
Absolutely.
They said they based that because Playboy magazine had the centerfold, and they thought, well, fold-out's a good gimmick, so let's do our own version of that.
Has Cracked magazine made comment? Wasn't that their big competitor?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cracked magazine, what they did is...
They went online.
Years ago, they decided to go online, and then they kind of changed and shifted. Instead of being... like a magazine, they started making lists and stuff.
Yeah, they actually do have good lists.
Yeah, really good ones.
BuzzFeed.
Brandon, can you queue up, bring up Cops, and not the newest episode or the second newest, but the third episode in, if you back up two, is the You Ain't Dead Lady. The complete... Trudy and I were watching it.
How delightful.
Ah, you ain't dead.
It is... I don't know why it was when it came on. I was just I haven't been excited in years.
It was like
I was
Christmas.
So excited.
Which one is it here?
It's the third one in.
That one
that should be queued up. The cops are arriving at the house where there's been a domestic incident.
You ain't staying here tonight.
Screen, so they don't even have to say anything.
It's Atlanta, by the way.
The police will just show up. Like I said, sometimes you end up getting something that you really need to be there for. Did you call?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
This guy right here.
Yeah?
He's been beating on me, kicking on me.
I ain't even been here.
And I'm getting tired of it.
Okay.
I ain't even been here.
304-26.
He's already got a warrant on him.
I got no warrant either.
Where do you stay?
Right there.
That's funny. It's slowly coming back to me. I forgot that Grandma just appears out of nowhere to take charge.
You can hear her in the background
a
couple times.
But right now, it's just these two totally
it builds. It builds. Yeah.
Where does he stay?
Right here.
You got? Where are you going? Come here, big guy. Wait a little bit more police call for me.
I like what the happened? Homemade tank top he's wearing. He's cut the sleeves off.
Sleeveless Harley Davidson shirt.
But he made it. He cut them off.
The best.
Yeah.
If she come back telling me that everybody said and everything, they need to kick my tail out from here. You know it.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing I did is unplug my phone. So when she went to call y'all, for y'all answer, I went and put my phone up. So I pay all the bills here. I stay with my mom and everything.
Oh, like OJ.
So I've been gone all day to East Point.
Uh-huh.
She ain't even got no bruise spots on her. She's just telling the story.
I've been gone all day long. She know I ain't been here.
Just shut up, son. Oh, you are in trouble, mate. Just get out of here. Get out of my train.
Well, I don't want no trouble. And
Who's she talking to you?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that your mother?
Yeah.
She's so little.
I don't want no trouble. So
eating.
I want her to leave me alone. No, and I'll leave her alone.
What's your relation to her?
I'm my boyfriend. Been with about 22 years.
About 22 years?
Get out of my trailer. I
won't
get out.
Okay. You got any idea what she's
talking to her?
I ain't got no charges on me. Like Miss Parker said right now.
The victim.
If my girlfriend has paid her board here, I can't kick her out by law.
They want to keep me out all the time.
Uh-oh.
You are a troublemaker.
All three of them are on a lease?
Who's that?
Right, well,
can't kick her out by law.
Well, I can't. Oh, she's on a lease. I can't kick her out.
Well, I'll try to tell them.
I quit paying rent.
Can't do it, though.
304 BNACIC.
Huh?
How you doing tonight?
But I talked to Officer Autry before. He said if she is on the lease, they couldn't kick her out.
No, we can't kick her out. Come over here for one second.
Keep me tore up all damn time.
Okay. Shh, you don't have to yell at me, okay? Come here.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah, boy.
What happened?
I take medication. I'm paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, great.
And I'm on a medication.
She's paranoid schizophrenia? She's actual affliction?
And my kids came down here a while back. They took me to Carsville. Uh-huh. Well, my ex-husband jumped on me, so I come back to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
All I know is I've been staying off and on with Walter for quite a while.
Ooh.
And there's been a verbal abuse and physical abuse going on.
Laughing in the background.
And I just ain't reported it.
Uh-huh.
I've been letting it go on slide. But all I got to say, I just want him not to hit me because it scares me when he starts hitting me.
Did he hit you tonight?
He just kicked me, tapped me on my leg,
I mean, did he haul off and kick you, or he just kind of give you a little...
He kicked me on my leg right there. I got a bruise spot.
No.
Ah, you ain't dead.
Let me see your leg.
She's so right.
Okay,
there's no bruise I can see.
She's fine.
Uh-huh.
I think that's schizophrenia.
Down there and told Miss.
I'm kind of with Grandma.
I got mad at what Miss Parker said yesterday. She said that they should have get me out from here and everything. So I got mad about that. So
everything and everything.
Told me that if my mom and girlfriend would get in my own place, I'd do better about myself. Get out from here.
Uh-huh. That's the only thing that I did. The only thing I did is draw back at her, and I didn't hit her.
You drew back on her, though?
I didn't hit her, though.
Okay.
So I didn't put no hand on her whatsoever.
Okay. Turn around for me. Turn around. Put your left hand behind your back.
Okay. Look at the guy's shirtless dude.
So she's got the longest cash on her cigarette.
She made me mad, out.
So that's why you kicked her?
So you're going
to
side?
Let me tell you something. The United States Constitution gives you the right to remain silent. Ooh. I suggest you take that at that point, at this time, okay?
Okay, one more thing.
So you want to keep talking, go ahead and keep
talking. So you might decide where you let me go and not me in, right?
No, I'm not letting you go. I can't let you go. The reason I can't let you go is because there's been acts of domestic violence here. Well, ma'am, that's up to you and her. That's up to you.
She does, I'll knock the hell out of her.
Okay.
She won't take my truck. I'll beat up her tonight.
Right. See, you're gonna inch your way going with your son, ma'am.
But I need to stay here and
No, you can't stay here.
Then.
You can't stay here. Should your mom be on that?
Not leaving in?
No.
She got mad at him, kicked him down there. The young'un.
Never kicked
him. Yes, you did. You kicked him in. Kicked me when he was beating on me. You kicked him in his damn.
In the what?
You ain't nothing but a troublemaker. You better call your young'un and tell him to come and get you, too. You're not staying here tonight.
Yeah, lay down the
please
law.
Go for me, okay?
This tiny 75-year-old lady threatened to kick her ass.
Call your youngins.
No.
It's like a third of the size of the woman who was beaten by her husband, her boyfriend.
Are you? Do you have to go by the precinct first?
No, I'll get a sign.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, this was going on for a while, and she finally started calling the police to try and do something about it, but at least tonight she'll be okay.
Oh, boy.
And she won't have to worry about getting beat up by the guy.
Or the grandma.
Oh, you ain't dead.
That is just classic. Why don't they do Cops Classic?
I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, this just in, did you see the dogs from the mobile home chase were adopted by a loving home?
Aww.
It's just on Inside Edition.
The mobile home chase.
Yeah, remember the dogs? The
one that jumped out.
Oh, yeah,
out,
the one that
bailed.
Jumped out. Yeah, it was at the front window, and the windshield was knocked out, and it was just up there like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah, abandoned ship. And they actually, I think it was the right move for them. But
oh, yeah, the only dogs that don't want to go for a car ride now.
Yeah, but that one dog was loyal to the end.
Yeah, it was running at the driver ran out after the mobile home was finally totally just wrecked, and the dog was running after the driver.
Yeah, and sat right next to him, bleeding and everything, while the original dog bailed.
Inside Edition's on fire today, too. They had the story about, did you see the 70-year-old guy that cheated in the marathon and then killed himself?
Oh.
What?
So he cheated on a marathon. Everybody busted him. Very Rosie Ruiz style. He just slid in at the
Rosie
end.
Ruiz, she took the T, didn't she?
Yes, she did. It was the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, she took public transportation to get close to the end.
That was innovative, I thought.
That was pretty cool.
Thanks for that.
After he got busted, he was bullied so bad he killed himself at 70, which is terrible and tragic, except...
Bummer.
Why are people bullying the guy for cheating?
I don't know.
And secondly, who cares? It was a nothing marathon.
There's just, I think with the internet, the one thing that I've learned as much as anything, so many things, but one of them is there are so many assholes in the world.
I know.
Yeah. Oh well.
Oh my God! And they all know what to do.
Terry's
being an asshole is an art form, but. I mean, they instinctively know how to be an asshole to the right person.
Fireworks
at the right time.
Terry's mom was telling me that she was bullied online over the whole firework thing.
Bullied? What?
Because of how dangerous it is. And
Terry was having a good time.
I told her not to. Don't worry with it. It's online.
And Terry's an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what absolute morons. You know, that's what it just continually drives me batty that. No one has any control over these platforms. None. Nothing ever happens. It just goes on. It just goes on in real time. Just these horrible things happen to these people. This guy's just killed himself. And I'm not saying that, you know, you can blame a person that tweeted at him or whatever they did. But it's just...
It just gives voice to people who love, you know, like because they don't have to actually physically be involved.
Right.
They just can terrorize, so...
The two big stories they had in Inside Edition, of course, is Jeffrey Epstein, and they talked to a former flight attendant on, what was the name, Lolita 1?
Lolita 1 was
his plane.
His plane.
If you want to see that. And they also had video of Spacey's accuser on the stand.
Oh, what a disaster. He took the fifth.
If you want to see that story?
The accuser took the fifth.
Did he explain why he blew a load?
The underwear's been shredded, apparently. A shredder was destroyed trying to shred his underwear.
Yeah, but he's not getting a stain out of those.
He lied and said he was 23 to Kevin Spacey.
No, this is...
He was it seems like he was trying to be his boyfriend.
This whole case is falling apart.
The young man took the stand. Well, he was bragging about... What happened to
they had their arms around each other at the piano for a sing-along.
Let's see if he gets rock
hot.
Talking.
Which would disprove the allegations.
He might have been
bicurious.
I don't know.
Where he locked eyes with Spacey.
Time from the young man accusing Kevin Spacey of indecent assault.
When did you first notify the police about these allegations that you've made?
I do not remember the exact date.
Does October 31, 2017 sound approximately correct?
Approximately, yes. But
about a year and 3 months after
the event.
Well,
I thought you said you didn't remember.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't go to the police the next day.
No.
The next week.
No.
His
the
face
next month,
is obscured
no.
because he you blew up.
I think I might be a body, what's it called? Body language expert. Because look at the way he's sitting there. He's trying to go hide a boner. And he's very straight
his
up.
His face is obscured. I'm not joking.
He's leaning forward, pulling his pants forward.
Approximately, yes. But
about a year and 3 months after the event.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't go to the police the next day.
No.
The next week.
Yeah. No.
The next month.
No.
Yeah. You didn't even go within the next year, did you?
I don't believe so.
The accuser was called to the stand today to explain what happened to his cell phone, which went missing after being examined by police.
I did not delete any information.
Mitchell Garabedian is the young man's lawyer.
We could not locate the phone.
We're not showing the accuser's face because he says he is a victim of sexual assault. He was asked how many times he discussed the alleged incident with his mom, former Boston anchorwoman Heather Unruh, who has previously spoken out publicly.
Five times?
I am not sure.
You think it might have been fewer than five times in that year and 3 months that you ever mentioned being in a bar with Kevin Spacey and the allegations that you've leveled against him? You think it was fewer than five times?
I don't remember.
The accuser later invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. His father also took the stand.
You have never received that phone back.
I don't recall getting the phone back.
Oh, bullshit.
Then his mother was asked about text messages from that evening.
Did you ever instruct your son to delete certain of those text messages?
Certainly not.
Spacey was not in court today. His lawyer says the fact that the phone has disappeared is significant.
Of course there's a protocol that should be in place. If there's not one, there should be. And if there's not one, we end up in a disaster like this. Because nobody...
Spacey has pled not guilty to indecent assault.
Pause for a second.
I wish I'd never met him.
The lawyer, or rather the mother acknowledged that some frat-type pranks were deleted from his phone before it was lost.
So
led me to wonder, what are these frat things that she didn't want people to see?
No, I am not a male escort.
What's going on there?
Dick pics.
Yeah. Well, somebody passed out and...
Him elephant walking.
Maybe.
Now when you think of frats, you think of elephant walking.
Yes. That's it.
Maybe getting
a BJ.
Put a
hundy
on edge. I don't know.
Totally would blow up this case like Spacey blew up.
Oh, that highlight, though.
Do we have
that fucking highlight, though?
Is there Epstein story of any interest?
Yeah. Well, they talked to the flight attendant.
Oh, and Lolita won?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, could he have been more overt about how...
I know, it's so bad.
Fucking creepy he
And
is.
He has a voluminous supply of new photos of underage girls since the case was settled.
Pleading not guilty to sex trafficking. His palatial home in Manhattan was raided by FBI agents who say thousands of nude photos of underage girls were found there.
$77 million
home. The alleged behavior shocks the conscience.
This is Jeffrey Epstein's Upper East Side mansion in New York City. According to the indictment, it's here where some of those sexual acts took place. Now, look at this. You can still see some of the splintered wood here on the front door from when the FBI busted in during their raid. If Epstein is found guilty, the government wants to seize this property worth tens of millions of dollars. The 66-year-old financier once had a network of powerful friends, including President Bill Clinton and England's Prince Andrew. In 2002, Donald Trump said of him, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many are on the younger side." The president was asked about the arrest last night.
I don't know anything about it. A 14-page
indictment says Epstein sexually exploited and abused dozens of minor girls at his home in Manhattan and Palm Beach, Florida.
Inside Edition.
This woman, Shantae Davis, took Inside Edition inside the secret world of the so-called Lolita Express, named after the iconic fictional character from the book and movie. Epstein allegedly used a private jet to fly underage girls to sex parties. Shantae was Epstein's personal masseuse.
On almost every trip that I did go on, there were young girls around.
The Miami Herald spoke to all these women who say they were molested by Epstein when they were underage. Writer Vicki Ward was one of the first journalists to expose the allegations against Epstein.
I think that everybody in the Jeffrey Epstein nexus should be extremely troubled by his arrest, by extremely troubled by the indictment.
He's got a nice tan.
If convicted of the charges, Epstein,
that wasn't much.
That sucked.
They took us on the Lolita Express for 5 seconds.
Sorry, they didn't even blacklight it.
I know. Great. That would have been a great idea, Trudy.
Don't you think? I mean, first of all, he still had a mansion stuffed full of nudes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Just how they caught him, because in Florida, they can't pin anything down because of the deal that was made for him.
Exactly.
That he would go to jail for how long? And he did
18 months, and he was on work release. He reported to his office for 12 hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he only served 13 months and
kept doing it.
They also moved the sentencing out of town, and they didn't tell the victims until a year had passed.
Right.
And there's correspondence between the prosecutor telling the attorney they're going to do that for him.
They met in person.
So you have you have the biggest sweetheart deal of the century, God knows why, still to
money.
Be explained.
Power,
and,
money.
And you don't dispose of your many new... And thank God he didn't, because now they've got him dead to rights on new charges in Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how all these people wriggle out of this one. Including Alan Dershowitz. It sounds like there's something very interesting going on. And Prince Andrew!
Weird.
His name keeps coming up. I don't know. It seems
very
and Chris
close.
Tucker and Kevin Spacey were on Lolita 1, too?
Yes, with Bill Clinton.
Which is weird.
And Epstein with
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
No Secret Service detail.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, Brandon, you had the story up when we were getting ready to start about how I think it was about how many times Clinton had dispatched the Secret Service detail, and it seemed that it was many of the trips with Jeffrey Epstein for some reason.
Well, they covered that on Saturday Night Live, remember?
Oh, when he went to the McDonald's?
He would run away from
Well, yeah, he used to do it in Arkansas when he jogged to Jennifer Flowers' place.
That's true.
Those guys would wait for him.
Did you read that story I gave you about the lady who wrote the 2011 article in Vanity Fair and found out about all this stuff? And
yeah.
What do you know? Jeffrey Epstein became very close with the main editor of Vanity Fair to help bury that part of the story.
Wow.
The guy's got a lot of money and a lot of influence and a lot of power, and apparently that's enough for some people.
Yeah, the this article claims that Clinton took 26 flights and ditched his Secret Service whenever he went with Epstein.
That means there were 13, 14-year-old girls giving him lap dances.
Well, you wonder
on Lolita 1.
Usually there's a list of who's on any flight.
Oh, yeah,
private
manifest.
Flights. And I would
particularly when
think,
the president is on.
Well, yeah. but Clinton apparently loves other people's private jets. He probably has his own now because he's got so much money. But he used to fly with Ron Burkle all the time. And Ron Burkle liked young girls. And I can't remember who did the story, but they were kind of suggesting that, you know, why doesn't he shed some of these shady people he's hanging out with? But Jeffrey Epstein, I don't think was even mentioned in the story. It was mostly about Ron Burkle, because he had
really just having a little fun.
But Ron Burkle was, I want to say he was in his 50s, and he had a 19-year-old girlfriend that was on this trip.
Oh.
And
legal.
Yeah, it wasn't illegal, but they just thought it didn't seem real presidential.
It was
and
icky.
Some event, I guess, they were attending was kind of squirrely, but... yeah, the Vanity Fair story. Why does everyone want to help this guy?
I don't know.
What does he have on Vanity Fair? I mean,
money.
Who knows? With all the billionaires he invested for, I mean, if you had $500 million, he would not invest for you. You didn't have enough money. That's how big. That's how good this guy was with his hedge fund and just generally investing for these super, super, super rich people. So maybe one of those people, I don't know, maybe they are a big stockholder in Vanity Fair, or they know people at Vanity Fair, and so they, but someone clearly flexed their power muscles. Not someone, I would say many people. And when you throw Prince Andrew, Trump, Clinton, and Ken Starr, and Alan Dershowitz into this thing, look at how much power there is. Wow. And it's all on his side. And for some reason, this sealed, everything was sealed in this deal. That's the other thing that's really disturbing. Why is it sealed? And they implied that there are other people whose names are sealed in there. Mm. And if they have an interest in that, well, yeah, maybe they flex their muscles too.
I think it's like Scientology. They have their ugly secrets. He's got their ugly secrets.
He probably has something. He must have something on someone very important. The one thing that I can't help but notice, and I don't really know exactly what it means other than that this is very, very important to him, is that Alan Dershowitz keeps trying to kick David Boies off this case, saying that there are all these – he has sued four times to get Boies removed as the attorney for this girl – who was molested, who has brought all this back up. She's the main one. Her name is Jeffrey, I think, is her last name. And for some reason, it really bothers him that David Boies represents her, because David Boies, very good. Very good.
But how is he involved?
Layla.
Isn't that a conflict of interest? If he was on the plane where the sexy activity was going on, how can...
Dershowitz?
How can Dershowitz...
Yeah, maybe because he has self-interest. I don't know. He's on the same side as the person he's representing. I don't know. It seems very odd to me.
I just wonder, are these...
The Secretary of Labor is the prosecutor who agreed to this deal.
It's really weird.
The current Secretary of Labor. Yeah. And
no judge was there, like, hey, what's going on?
It's just like the guy. I noticed that a lot of people have been asked about this and say, not having done this deal, I'm not sure that there's anything unusual about it. And the same thing with the guy who.
It's up to the prosecutor to bring the charges. So if they make a deal with the defense, the judge would never know.
It would be nice if the judge maybe inquired about something in the deal.
Well, and that's what it took for the, I think last week when they said that. They needed to invoke, the sunshine laws down there.
Yeah.
Because they appealed it up to judges. Like, look, this deal was not good. And that's why the three judges looked at it.
Isn't Florida, though, isn't that why Juice moved to Florida? Because it's really lenient with...
Yes.
With creeps and criminals and...
They don't touch your
murderers
money.
And stuff
with,
like that.
With civil case Swindlers. Payments or whatever is where it's very liberal.
They can't touch his pension.
The one that made me just crazy, and it reminds me of this, although this guy isn't powerful, this guy is accused of and was convicted, I believe, in absentia. I'm not sure if he's convicted yet, but there's a video of him, and I forgot what maybe it was a road rage thing where he just went over and shot the driver in the head, killed him, and shot the female passenger. She lived. But he's on video. It's like, boom, boom, runs away. Well, they got him. Oh. They got him. They caught him. They think they caught the guy.
They did.
And he was given bail.
Oh, my God.
On a tether. And he cut off the tether, and he's out there somewhere. And I'm going, wait, he's on video shooting two people. Why would you ever put him on a tether? It's like the guy in California that was on 48 Hours. He murdered his wife. He drove her body down to Mexico or close to Mexico, and then he called 911 and said, it's crazy. He dumped her body, actually. He said, it's crazy. This person came and murdered my wife, and he drove me. I had to carry her out to his truck, and then he drove me and her down to Mexico. And he's in Mexico now, and the 911 operator is like, let me get my supervisor. It sounded so stupid.
Oh my
so,
God.
Of course, they go get him at this convenience store where he is, and... they had video of his truck driving in where he supposedly they carried the body into the other truck of this guy that met the guy. Well, no, there's no other truck and there's no one in his vehicle. And so he's lying his ass off. They charge him with murder and he's rich. He gets bail for like $500,000 and 3 weeks before his trial, he cuts his tether off. He bolts.
Jesus.
And he's missing.
Nice.
And they don't know where he is. Why do they give these people bail? Why?
In the movies, the person who cuts their tether off always gets caught. I feel like I've been led to believe that that's in
so
some
too.
Way
I thought the reason. How, why would you put any? Why do you pretend that a tether is a big deal? Because it isn't a big deal. Because you cut deal. It off yeah. and they go, oh, he's still in his house with his tether. Yeah.
See. Ugh. Wow.
Stupid people. There's
plenty of video on YouTube where people just slide out of their tethers. Like they can get their foot out of it somehow.
Yeah, there's how to's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so are these two other women that are named in the Epstein indictment, are they going to be arrested? One is his ex-girlfriend that's
England. No. Well, that's really interesting because they mentioned employee one, employee two, employee three, all of whom are facilitating these encounters.
Yeah.
They're calling these people. They're letting them into his home. They are paying them for him. They're actually setting up appointments when he's in New York and he's flying home because this guy can't go 2 hours without being massaged by a 13-year-old nude girl. So they've got to set up appointments for him while he's flying there.
That is crazy.
His sexual prowess is kind of bizarre.
He's on something. He's got to be on like Viagra nonstop or Cialis nonstop.
It would seem that way.
Total boil over.
Jesus.
But the one lady.
If this guy gets bond, is there any chance he's going to get bond?
No, I can't. I can't imagine because he's already been convicted of one crime in another area.
No, but he'll try for bond.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he'll get it.
Well, but he can pay any bond. If they say $1 billion, he can pay it.
And he has a plane, which he can fly out of the United States.
Except that this is, he's a huge flight risk and that he's done this before. I just see them not giving him any bond whatsoever.
I mean, this guy should never be free again, ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Oh, he's sick.
Because of this great deal they gave him, guess what? They allowed him to molest tons of more women. Tons. Volumes of nude pictures of underage girls.
I forgot his private island was called Orgy Island, too.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knew that and didn't tell someone?
Clinton.
By the way, he's a big benefactor to Harvard. I guess he's giving Harvard a lot of money. Did Harvard give the money back?
No, of course not.
I'm sure
money.
They didn't, but I just
they'll disassociate themselves with him, but they'll keep,
keep the money. Alan Dershowitz teaches there.
Yeah.
Is Alan Dershowitz, you know, honestly, this is one of those things where I always feel that, yeah, absolutely, people are entitled to a defense. But when somebody cuts a deal like this for a known pedophile who does it over and over and over, and you know there's 40 victims, does the lawyer have any responsibility whatsoever to say, you know, we need something. Something's got to be done here. I can't just get this guy off. He's got all the money in the world, and I can cut this incredible deal because he knows Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. He knows
Prince.
You know, Alan Dershowitz. Does he have any responsibility to do anything, or is it his job just get him off? Just get him free so he can go molest more women because he's got lots of money.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Isn't there something there?
Was invited to the party, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, in Dershowitz's case, he had self-interest. He needed to get his name sealed.
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow. And this modeling agency owner is kind of interesting, too, because they were using his modeling agency to lure these girls to say, hey, this MC2 modeling agency wants to use you. And then what do you know? They're giving nude massages to Epstein, and there's no modeling deal. It's crazy. But these girls would keep coming.
No, really. The massage part of it. Was there any massaging really?
Yeah,
nude massages, but he would build up to, you know, they'd beat him off, and then
he'd start beating off first, according to the indictment, and then they would, put their hand on, and then, what do you know, he had a sex toy ready to go to use on them, and because they had to be nude while massaging him. I don't know why they had to be nude or partially nude.
Yeah, just,
He's a pedophile.
Close.
The filing is really light on details, which means there's a lot more to come.
I'm sure there is.
It said nothing over and over again. Well, it said, you know, this guy, where he lived and his...
Yeah. Well, I described what he
pedophile
did.
Residence one, pedophile residence two.
Did you see the picture of Prince Andrew with the main victim?
No.
Yeah. He's got his arm on the main victim at a party.
Yeah.
And it's like, Prince Andrew, that's interesting. He's got his arm on. His name comes up all the time with Epstein.
He went to Orgy Island a couple times, too.
And I think, actually, Clinton's been to Orgy Island.
That's what I said. Yeah, Clinton had been
there.
And
Prince Andrew.
Here's the photo.
Fucking creep.
tapes.
And that's the ex-girlfriend that...
Epstein's.
Yeah, that's friends with Prince Andrew.
Oh, I can't imagine Epstein liking her anymore for any reason.
Well, no. But she facilitated a lot of this. Yeah, she's got a really dumb first name, by the way.
She's just really good at...
She's the daughter of a really, really wealthy person, too. So that's probably why
her first name is Ghislaine, by the way. Did you know that? Ghislaine. G-H-I-S.
No relation.
No, that's her first name. G-H-I-S-L-A-I-N-E. I mean, that's how I would pronounce that, right? Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know. Maxwell's.
Sounds like a really disgusting street, too.
Or a great street, depending on where. Hey, go on down to Ghislaine. It's always a great time.
I would have to think that Prince Andrew has a lot of power at his disposal also.
In here, though, in the States?
Yeah. Well, really? Yeah, it's the Queen. The Queen. The Queen doesn't want the... Oh, this country! Out! Oh!
Maybe that's why he was so much on the down low.
Who is going to draw
the
short...
I never hear about him.
Who's going to draw the short straw at Buckingham Palace to tell the Queen? Your Majesty, Prince Andrew won't be around for a while.
If the Queen opens up any paper anywhere, he's mentioned all the time in this thing.
She doesn't read the paper.
She didn't read about his getaway to Orgy Island?
Oh, some town crier comes in and tells
her. Well, when he had a 20 million...
ringing a very annoying bell. Today in the world.
When he had a $20 million legal bill, the Queen had to find out something.
Oof. Do you think that's what happened to Fergie? He was married to Fergie, right?
Yeah. Who liked toe sucking?
The Duchess of Pork. There you go. That's how she gets her news.
Oh, yeah.
We hear you, dude. You don't need to ring your stupid bell.
And he has, like, little young women. His children are young girls, correct?
Andrew? No.
Beatrice.
Are they grown up now?
Right.
Yeah, she's married.
Oh, yeah, but right about ancient. The time that he was on Orgy Island, wasn't his daughter similarly aged?
Yeah,
probably.
Creep. They might have been a little bit older, but yeah.
Royal creep.
Ugh.
I don't know why I'm so grossed out by this story.
Oh, no, it's horrible. So much it's more. Awful.
He just looks like a monster, too, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he does.
Has anyone started to watch Bad Blood on Netflix? Anybody heard of it?
No.
It's been around for a bit, hasn't it?
I think so. Kim Coates is in it.
This is as old as the Rolling Stone article. Brandon's trying to shoot it down again, Drew.
No.
No, it started in 2017. It's like a year old or 2 years old.
It's on like two or three seasons.
Here's the theme song.
I really hadn't heard much about it.
So it's about what again?
It's about the Rizzuto crime family in Canada, in Montreal.
Rizzuto. Mm-hmm.
And what is it called? Rizzuto.
No, Rizzuto, I know.
Rizzuto sounds delicious.
It's a Billy Madison reference.
Oh.
I didn't know the story. I just didn't know much about the Canadian mafia.
Oh.
So it was all sort of new to me, and it's based on a lot of real things. I think I'm not sure if the main character who's Kim Coates. What was Kim Coates in before?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yes. And
Canadian Mafia, doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Yes. Like they just be so polite.
Yes.
They're not so polite.
No,
they are
well,
not.
No, they're still
so
a mafia,
polite.
No matter where they're at.
They control everything in Montreal. I mean, it is the most corrupt.
Oh.
There's all these crime families. They
own
French? Everyone in the government.
They speak French.
Well, they're not in Bad Blood. They don't, thankfully. But Anthony LaPaglia plays Rizzuto.
The French.
And Kim Coates plays Declan, who's like his main man, sort of gets everything done.
Oh, I know. I've seen the promos for this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. I'm not sure how much I like Bad Blood. I'm kind of like, it was great at the beginning. It was exciting. And then starts dragging around episode 5. Like a lot of these binge watches do for me, I get sort of like, is this going to keep being so great, or is it going to start being great again, or what? I think Kim Coates is so good that it kind of intrigues me. And the father, well, actually, the son is Anthony LaPaglia,
who's
running the crime family. His father was murdered at age 86 in 2010.
Was
which is
whacked?
Like, what? Yeah, I guess he was whacked. He wasn't even active. But his son, Anthony LaPaglia's character, what's his name? Vito Rizzuto? No, not Vito.
Vito's the real guy.
Anyway, he goes to prison for killing three mob guys in New York in 1981. Hmm. And so Declan, who is Kim Coates' character, he's supposed to run it because he's sort of run it anyway. He's not the family, but right. And the the entitled brat of Vito Rizzuto is like, no, I want to run it. And he just goes around threatening people, acting like a complete asshole. He doesn't know any of the deals they've cut, and he's just completely reckless, and he gets shot in no time. Just taken out. See ya.
Nice. That
it's
sounds
a kind
enjoyable.
Of a crazy story, but I thought it was interesting.
Huh. I didn't know there was... Wait, it's an Italian family? So it's
yeah,
like
Italian family. He was Whoa. He's from Sicily or
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Born in Sicily.
Yeah, I know. It's a wild it's a pretty wild story. I was the same one as like, what, these Italian guys go to Canada and they take over? And they owned everyone. Everyone was in their pocket. It was it's wow. just I started reading about it this morning online, so I was like, this is too wild a story. Can this any of this be true? And it's so much of it was. I was amazed.
Wow. The 86-year-old he was killed by a sniper.
In his kitchen,
in
I think.
In his own home, sniper. Right through the window. Boom. Whoa. One shot, took him out. Done.
See ya.
86 years old. Crazy.
Hmm. I know.
That could have been me.
And you ain't dead. It could have been me.
86-year-old guy, by the way, he was like, let's see, how old was he? I think he was like 64, 65 years old when he was arrested in Venezuela for cocaine.
Whoa.
For some huge quantity of cocaine, and he was put in jail in Venezuela for 5 years.
Wow.
He gets out, and then his son is taken over by then, and so he just sort of is the godfather type, and then he's murdered at 86 sitting in his kitchen. I mean, it's just...
Wow. Grandpa like dance story. Powder.
Yeah, Grandpa, nice. I know, they were into all of it. You know, a lot of the... Some of the crime families don't like drugs. These guys didn't care. Mm-hmm. They made money. It was just fine. And, of course, Vito has this two super hot mistresses. Man, oh, man.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They got in a fight in a department store once.
Chicks fighting.
There's some great stories in this. But I'm not sure if I'm going the distance with this, because I think there's a season two, isn't there, Brandon?
Yeah, there's two seasons of it so far.
I'm going to get through season one. I'm kind of like...
I always got time for that.
I don't really have time for it either. It's like, if this isn't great, I'm cutting my losses after, like... If by episode 7 or 8 I'm not completely enthralled again, I'm out.
I honestly think I've become anti-binge watch. Like, I like having these shows once a week because then I can handle it. If I see like 4 episodes on my DVR, I'm like, I'm never going to get to that. I'm just deleting it immediately.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. Well, I never have time to sit down and watch a bunch of TV in a row.
I have to say, there's nothing I like more than a good binge watch. Like the some of the documentaries on Netflix that have been so good, like the one about the Catholic priest. The Keepers was really good. I mean, it's horrible, but it was really captivating. And then the one about the Stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that was really good. But I've a lot of the dramas, there's actual audio.
That's the trailer.
That's the first wife falling down the stairs.
Wait, there's a second season?
There's two people
season.
That go down the stairs.
Here's the second season. Hold on. It's right here.
They are repeating themselves.
Oh, no, Mark, it's totally different.
She clearly slept.
Totally different.
Nobody pushed her.
And then they teased the third season, but we haven't seen it yet. They didn't release it.
Is this the preview?
Oh, God, no, get it, oh, God, what's it?
Yeah, that's a different house. You can tell by the sound of the stairs.
Yeah.
He had to move out because of the bad memories.
Oh, my God.
No, so I go through, like, Ozark.
Yeah.
I went through, like, 7 or 8 episodes. I did like it, too, but I just thought, no, this is too crazy. I don't want to keep up with all this anymore. I really liked it at the beginning, and it's fading now. Now, the serial killer one, that one about the profiling people, remember that one, Brandon?
Mindhunter.
Yeah, they had great music in that. It was a great story. I knew a lot of the people in it, and so
that's what
I was into it.
Watch.
But season two has been, it seems like it's been forever, and there's no season two.
I think it's coming.
Okay.
Are you guys into what's the thing that's everywhere? And oh,
Stranger Things,
which is everywhere. There's like all these tie-in.
No. You
know, no, I'm out. I'm out too.
I just started watching.
I went through season one. I got mad. I'm like, that was not worth
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Well, then
God,
they said two was okay, and three
didn't bother
they claim
with two.
Is not good.
Okay, like, good.
Is it?
Well, I'm two episodes deep. And I like the first couple seasons.
I like David Harbor.
I was pumped to see Winona Ryder again.
Yeah?
I really like Winona.
Does she still look good?
Yeah, I think she looks...
not bad. Yeah. She looks good.
Leading
lady.
I just saw her in something else, too. Oh, I know. Heather's was on.
Oh God, I love that movie.
There was young Winona.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Oh, God, she was hot. Yeah. I always liked Winona.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. Winona a thing, or is she like some people like her, some people don't think she's so hot?
Loves her.
That's
no,
what I thought.
I never liked her.
What?
I don't like her? No, not
Man,
at all.
You're on the wrong
not
side of everything.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. I don't know. I just didn't think she was
that sounds like it's time for a Twitter poll.
Yeah, what? What is it?
Like Winona?
Does everyone like Winona Ryder? Yes or no?
Well, how's Brandon?
Is Brandon right that some people don't think she's so hot?
Yeah. Will you, someone tweet that out for Drew?
I don't know. I just never really liked her in too many roles.
What are you
I didn't
talking
find her
about?
That sexy.
All right. Well, it's time to go through her roles.
She's,
I
mean, it's a different style of acting.
What about
okay? And what?
Reality Bites.
Right. Yeah.
Meh.
Her
what?
Counterpart.
What do you mean, meh?
I'm sorry. I don't think that Winona Ryder is that hot.
What? Well, it's not about her being.
Are you
hot.
Trying to spoil Winona?
Do you like her? Is the question.
To tell you the truth, no. There's not a ton of things that I've seen with her in it.
How about the time she shoplifted that necklace?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The necklace stuff, that was really weird.
Would that put you off?
What about Lucas?
Risky.
What was the Adam Sandler movie she was in?
You don't like Lucas or Beetlejuice?
Oh, I like that movie.
Mr. Deeds.
Well, that was a dumb movie.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, it was okay.
I liked Beetlejuice, but I didn't like it for her. I liked
Scissorhands.
It for
Ann. Scissorhands. She's great in Scissorhands. Yeah.
She's good in a lot of stuff.
Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
She always
seemed
to me like she was playing the same character early on. She was kind of gothy before goth.
Yeah,
I would
wrong.
Kind of agree with you about that, but I'm talking about, is she hot to everyone? Because I thought everyone thought she was dreamy.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking about that. No, she's. I think she's attractive. I don't know if she's the hottest thing alive.
No, I don't think she's hot.
No, she has big brown eyes.
No. Definitely hot.
Yeah, she's got beautiful eyes. Beautiful. Yeah. I don't know. I thought she was just sort of hard not to like.
Yeah.
And her characters were good.
Counterpart at the time. Now, are you an Angelina Jolie fan? Because that's sort of like the opposite of her.
No, not really.
Tomb Raider, Brandon.
Well, Gia, Angelina Jolie, and Gia. That's one of the hottest things around.
She was hot. I thought
Angelina Jolie was.
She only weighs 63 pounds
hot
now.
Hot in the late 90s, early 2000s. But since then, yeah, she's 48 pounds now.
She's really. Is it 48 now?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Matthew Perry has 6 months to live.
Oh, boy.
What?
The Globe.
Hey, they nailed it with Jackson. Oh, wow. Here's Winona Ryder's boobs.
Oh, really?
2007 movie.
Skin?
Yeah, Winona Ryder in six.
I always thought Winona Ryder looked just like Alyssa Milano, and I preferred Alyssa Milano over Winona Ryder.
Oh, so you thought
Alyssa Milano now
two.
Or then?
Now, neither.
So Winona's a discount Alyssa?
Is that dude? Yeah, your dude.
Well, that's it.
I need a better boob shot than that. I walked all the way over here.
That's not like the best.
That was the boob shot?
Come on, wait for skin vision.
Slower.
Skin slow-mo.
Yeah.
That was a real boob shot. I thought it was.
Here's another one. Here's another one.
I'm kind of bummed. I thought they were going to be better than that.
Those are good boobs.
I know they are good, but I just thought they were going to be a little better.
I bet you Brand doesn't like her haircut. Is that it?
No, I just never thought she was that hot. Sorry.
I could tell you, look at this clip. She's adorable as ever to me.
Wi-Fi
Let's go
is
skin.
Really slow.
I'm blaming skin.
Sorry, not sorry.
What's this nudity from? Oh, from Autumn in New York? Oh, my God, the dumbest movie possibly ever.
Really?
Yes.
Never seen it.
So dumb.
Never seen it.
It'll be nice if we could see her boobs.
It's Wi-Fi.
Why can't Wi-Fi get stuck on a picture of her boobs so we can be done with it?
Sucks! Miles turning on me too, Trudy.
Well, that's
there's
bullshit.
Water in the room next door.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Oh, I broke the garbage disposal. I turned on the house.
What?
And I made Zeus clean it. We'll fix it.
I had to fix a garbage disposal the other day, too.
And I
had to make an announcement to my family that, can we not put plastic things down the garbage disposal or cherry pits?
Ooh, cherry pits. I put a popsicle stick down. Oh. It'll eat chicken bones, but wait, it will not.
Yeah, it should be able to devour. Hold on, time out.
Did you intentionally put a
popsicle? No.
Okay,
no.
Just wanted
but,
to know.
But I was a smart ass when he goes, oh, it seems like there's something stuck in there. And I was like, he's like, did you put something in? And I was like, no, it's not my first day. And there was popsicles.
Yeah, boy.
Blame somebody else. Blame that stalker that followed you home. No. That stalker must be in the house.
Do you know that it was your
popsicle?
We gotta
get out of here.
Yes.
It was.
It totally was.
Were there fingerprints on the popsicle? It wasn't yours.
Joe nodded.
I don't need popsicles.
Well, yeah, but you don't
Joe
know it's hers.
Joe nodded before you did, by the way.
There's no proof that it's
I
true.
Know,
I'm going to be
well,
your defense attorney.
That's a good
attorney.
Argument.
Yeah.
Wow. You're David Boies.
And the evidence is gone now, too.
Delicious.
Case closed.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
You're off the hook, Trudy. Case closed.
Anyway, the air conditioning, it's like 2 years old.
Oh,
for some reason, it's leaking in the room. And it was a lot of water. I was like, what?
Wow.
How could that possibly that much water? What? It turned out it's just a, the whatever
the
it is.
Drain.
The drain was clogged.
Uh-oh.
Come on, your house sucks.
It does. I agree. And this air conditioning system sucks. And the guy that came out last time when I said, God, why'd you get this horrible system?
You said that?
This, didn't you? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks, dick.
I know. No, but you know what?
Come
honestly,
with me next time I buy something.
I agree with him. I felt like going, you know, why don't you just, I think I even asked him, like, why don't you just replace it right now?
Oh, yeah.
Why should I wait 5 years until it goes sucky again?
I know.
It's like, why not just take the loss, eat it like Miguel Cabrera, just eat it now and get a new system and not have to think about it? Because I'm worried about it every year when it gets warm. Like, oh, it's sucky air conditioning system I got.
Well, it hasn't broken yet. Did you get the new one then?
Did it? Okay. It was out. It was out. I think it's been out twice since I got it.
You need to get that policy that covers your appliances and then let it break.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to.
You mean
the... well.
I know. That's an interesting policy with all the rental properties.
The DTE or the gas both
consumers,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, consumers and DTE both sell.
Yeah, you really do want those.
I didn't know I had
it. If you have a lot of stuff you think's about to go, those are great to have.
Yeah, I didn't know I had it, and I spent $2,000 over the years.
Oh, you didn't know? It's
true. That sounds like
recurring.
Something I would do. You didn't know you were paying for
did
it?
Did not know.
Speaking of recurring payments, this is the best story. Look at this recurring payment story. You should read that one. The New York Post.
Lindsay Lohan still cashing in on lifestyle app despite not posting.
Yeah.
You know, I just read a
Lindsay
long...
Lohan has got the stinkiest f***ing sweaty orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles, it's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
Maybe she has a fix for that now on her app.
Well, she hasn't done anything. That's the story. She hasn't done anything on the app. No new material, no new content.
People.
Yet she's still collecting the reoccurring
of
payments.
Course.
And one of those reoccurring
doesn't
payments.
Doesn't do anything.
One of those reoccurring payments was from the New York Post.
Page 6.
In page 6, and I think they said, what do they pay, $68?
Yeah. She launched a lifestyle app in 2017, offering fans exclusive content that wasn't available on a regular Instagram account for $2.99 a month. So, of course, you know, I'm surprised many idiots would even...
Oh, yeah.
In 2017, she's done. She's over. It's done. The MTV show was canceled one lousy season.
Wait, why would you take any advice from Lindsay Lohan at any stage?
I know. I'm amazed she even launched this. By the way, it's not available on a regular Instagram account. But, you know, if you look at her Twitter account, by the way, she'll get, like, you know, 150 likes. She's got like, you know, 10 million followers and she'll get just a few likes. Nobody's even active on any of her accounts. Nobody cares about her.
Yeah.
It's mainly a series of selfies and pictures with pals. After a tepid response from fans, Lohan appeared to stop posting pictures and videos on it 3 months later. But according to documents obtained by page 6, reporter's bank statement, the app, which was run by tech company Premium, has been charging the subscription fee every month, although there have been no new posts.
The
charges show up as Lindsay Lohan Silkeborg. Curiously, Silkeborg is an obscure Danish town known locally for its freshwater aquarium. We figure now we forked over $62 without so much as a glimpse behind the scenes at Lohan's fast-paced, jet-setting life.
Wow.
Not clear how many other followers are still paying. That's disgusting. So she is such a whore. I watched this thing on Reels. Famous and broke, Lindsay Lohan. It's like famous people who've gone completely bust. She has whored herself out in every conceivable way to make money. From the Playboy Marilyn Monroe spread. She had another nude spread. The Oprah reality thing.
She really
got paid
broke?
All this money. Yes, she has no money. They said they think she has $500,000 still. She's made like $28 million from movies and record deals.
She owns a beach club.
She's
getting
residuals
from the Canyons. Was that terrible?
Yes,
movie?
It was awful. She, and she dates older, really, really, really rich guys.
Oh,
that's boy. That's the thing that they said, that she doesn't talk so much about the fact that she likes really rich older guys.
Mm. She's starting to get skankier on her Instagram, I've noticed. Here's a nude one.
Yeah.
She's kind of covered up.
Oof.
No comments disabled.
Harsh.
She does not. Does anyone think she still looks hot?
Nice. No.
I think she looks bizarre. She looks to me like,
she looks like Dina Lowen. Dina Lowen.
She's aged a ton.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like she's had work and the work isn't good.
Yeah.
She looks weird to me.
Didn't she go to prison?
Yeah, she did.
She went to prison for a while. Jail.
They let her out real quickly, though, because they were overcrowded. Look at that picture. Doesn't she look weird, Trudy?
Oh, man. She looks smeared. Like,
yeah, she does. You're right. That's a great analysis.
Like, she's blurry. Her,
yeah, she looks blurry.
It's not your camera. It's her.
She's blurry. Trudy, she's the first person I describe as looking blurry. That's so good. I love that.
It's crazy because she had such high potential, too.
She was beautiful. Yeah. I thought she was so cute.
She was adorable in Mean Girls. I love that movie.
Jeffrey Epstein loved her in The Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, boy.
Also, you know what I noticed in the MTV thing? Her boobs look real saggy.
Oh.
No, really, I'm serious.
Oh, they do. You're right. They're pointing down.
Well, this was still when she was looking good, too.
So. She's younger.
Oh, she looks great there. What's that from?
Send
me that picture.
I don't know.
Nice.
She's 33 years old.
Really?
That's what's so weird about her. I mean, she looks like she's over the hill, and she's 33.
She seems way older than that.
And they sent out that trial balloon that, hey, they're thinking about doing another, what's the Paris Hilton show? Real life?
Surreal life.
No, not Surreal Life.
Isn't it?
Is it? The one with Richie.
Right.
The Simple Life.
Yeah, The Simple Life. Okay. That Paris Hilton's thinking about doing another Simple Life with Lindsay Lohan. People just mocked it.
Yeah,
it was like, get out of here.
Nobody
bomb
cares. So
and there wasn't really interest in it. They were just saying that, you know.
Man, damn it. They're both so thrashed. It could be a makeover show, maybe.
Who cares?
Well, you know, it's Paris Hilton. Is that just, it's really weird how this happens. Is Paris Hilton just over? Is that just done?
Yes.
I kind of think so, too.
Well, no, remember that story we're watching where she goes through her day and she's
just Instagram
famous?
Yeah, no, that was
famous.
A documentary on social
sad.
Media.
Yeah.
But I mean, seriously, this is what I noticed about a lot of people like her is every now and then TMZ will do a little thing on Paris. There'll be no comments. Nobody cares.
Wow.
It's like they just don't care. Britney Spears doesn't even get many comments unless it's a crazy story.
Man, she's good at generating crazy.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, about the internet, too. Did anybody see the thing where somebody photoshopped a picture of Kurt Cobain with old Snoop? And Snoop was like, I met Kurt Cobain. He didn't know that it was photoshopped. And he thought he did it. He met him.
It looked so real.
That's really funny. I saw it too, and I was like, "Well, I didn't know those guys hung out." It was out there, wasn't it?
Snoop was fooled.
Did you see the picture?
Snoop's sitting on the floor smoking a joint.
Didn't look kind of real.
Kurt's on the bed laying down. No, it looked very real.
I was totally fooled.
There it is. That's a really good Photoshop.
Oh man, is that funny?
It's hilarious though how Snoop was like, "Yeah, I was there."
Because he believes it could have been real.
It does. I love Snoop Dogg, by the way. He's a person who has taken something and turned it into, you know, he had nothing and he turned it into, like.
Well, and he's a guy who could also be over like anyone else, but his personality pushes him forward and
so
he does new things. He finds ways to reinvent himself, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was bitching about the bottle cap challenge.
What's that?
Where people kick a bottle cap off the that's loosely on a bottle.
Oh, yeah. I saw some girl do that with her butt.
Yeah, I just saw Bieber do it.
A girl twerk and knock it off.
I could not agree with Snoop more. Who starts these dumb challenges, and why does everyone do them?
Because people are bored and dumb.
I know, but it's not...
And you want to see a girl do with her butt?
There's not enough ways to waste time on the internet without the stupid bottle cap challenge. And then he was bitching about the women's soccer team not being paid as much. And his point was that teams that win should be paid more. I'm like, teams that win? But you could win Little League. Should be paid more for being the best Little League team in the world?
Before that.
Teams that win are paid more. They get bonuses. Like when you win the Super Bowl, you get a bonus.
Well, I think he meant the women's soccer team instead of the men's soccer team.
Those are two
different
sports.
Because the men's soccer team is a loser.
I got to tell you, I watched the Gold Cup final last night. It was like watching the women's game on fast forward. It's just faster, and they kick the ball further. I enjoyed watching the women win because USA, USA, USA. But as far as the game, the men's game was just better.
Mark, you've lost my attention because Brian's looking at nude pictures of Lindsay
Lohan. They're
all
fake, though, aren't they?
That is fake. I think her boobs are saggier than that. What do you think, Brian?
Look how that head is way too small for that body.
Oh, you're right.
It doesn't fit. No, that's not her body.
It's a tiny head, now that you say that.
But whose boobs are those? Can we put the real head on and see who it is?
I'm pretty sure that's just Keely Hazel. For some reason, it's popping up in the Lindsay Lohan.
Everybody talks about these fakes, you know? And how, you know, how horrible it is to the person whose face they use because they were never nude or whatever. It's horrible for the person that really is nude because we don't know whose great body that is.
I know.
I agree. That was Keely. That was her.
I was trying to give her credit.
Let's do a deep dive on her.
Oh, I already have, like 7 years ago.
Oh, you're done with her?
Some British model.
Well, no wonder you don't like Winona Ryder.
Whoa,
go back.
What's that?
Oh. She was in The Fappening?
Yeah, she gave a beejer.
What do you mean?
Was it good?
Of course. What are you guys are late to the party.
I mean, did you not look at every single photo and video?
I knew. I didn't have
that
much time
to
beat
I had to do it because
off.
At the time I was working in, you know, in radio, and it was my job.
And
to
you
help
went that deep on Keely Hazel, a person no one knew.
I love how you reiterate that message.
Let's
see her Fappening photos.
She has a tiny waist.
Yes, she
does.
Nice. Send me those.
Wait, is she a porn star?
No, she's just over in Britain. When you got huge boobs, you become a model and you show those boobs.
And then,
what about the penis in her mouth?
Oh, that was the fact.
It's a consenting event between her and a loved one.
Do a lot of women have pictures of doing that in their phones? I'm just asking.
They should.
Is that unusual?
She was in Horrible Bosses too. That's like her claim to fame. She's 32. Wow.
She seems to have a lot of those pictures.
Same one, isn't it?
And a video.
Oh, sorry, Trini.
Oh, boy.
Show prep. And there she is.
Hang on. Sorry. Take that bra off. What are you doing?
See, I think it's very reasonable for me to think that she was a porn star because I didn't know what her name was, and all I knew her from was those pictures.
Video sucks. Yeah. Why didn't they delete that when they were done with it? She knew what she was doing. What about the one above?
I didn't recognize her with a bra on.
Those are just still friends.
Or without a penis in her hand.
Look how she's holding that penis, by the way.
I know.
Is that how the Brits do it? They're like pinkies out.
They hold cigarettes differently as well.
Nice.
Okay. Those are disappointing.
That was an interesting detour.
Fun fact about her, at age 17, she won the Search for the Beach Babe contest and won, but she was not old enough to pose on Page 3.
Oh, that's the newspaper.
Yeah, that's what launched her career, apparently.
Now, they don't... It's not nudity on the paper. It's just
they're
bikinis.
Bing, diddy, bong.
Bikini.
Brandon, is there any...
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
Hey,
okay, good. Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
Gross.
Now you want to face the wall, put your hands up on the wall, and arch your butt back towards me.
I mean, it's horrible. The whole thing is horrible. Then when you hear the Polaroid, it becomes hideous.
It's just hideous. Sad.
Yes. Now you want to face the wall, put your hands up on the wall, and arch your butt back towards me.
I'm picturing a cement block wall.
Yeah.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
And a really cheap curtain.
Good.
Like,
now give me a little
backdrop.
Smile. Come on now.
Shag carpet.
Okay.
Just a tattered grayish sheet that was white at one time.
Wow. I got to tell you, I just noticed something else. Listen how... I think there's an equivalent here. The Polaroid sound and him blowing a load, because listen to how dismissive he is after the Polaroid.
Now give me a little smile. Come on now.
Yeah? Virgin.
Okay.
Beat it.
Yeah, he's refracting from a photography point of view.
Photography. It's a Polaroid.
It's a Polaroid refract.
Remember all those Polaroids he had hanging in his office?
Yes.
What was that from? I want to see it again.
It was a doc, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's 89 years old. He's still alive.
He's that old, Jim South?
Yeah, he's still a porno agent.
Wow. Can we try him again? Because remember, we wouldn't return our call.
Yeah, let me find his. Do you have his number, Brandon? Or
let me take a quick look. Again?
Hey, did you guys, and don't thank me for listening to the podcast, but did you catch up on Killer Cares and the grand total?
Oh, we did not, Trudy. Okay. But you did bust yourself for not listening to the podcast. And I'm sorry
to
hear that.
I listened to 2/3 of it.
Did you get anything out of it?
I laughed my ass off when you were reading through the Rolling Stone article and about some girls. That was great.
Did you know while I was reading it that it was an old story?
No, but the question mark over my head is, Jesse Jackson, where's he been? And
I know.
All of a sudden.
You know what's funny? When I originally read it before I brought it to the podcast, I thought, why is Jesse Jackson talking about this?
Like, out of nowhere.
They could be talking about rap music at the same time. And it just seemed so out of nowhere. And also they're quoting Ahmet Erdogan, who's dead. Like, why are they using old quotes from Ahmet Erdogan?
And then Brandon opens the curtain, reveals.
And didn't delete it as he was supposed to.
No.
It's really Brandon's fault.
It's hilarious. But yeah.
Oh, man.
But $72,000.
Incredible.
From the Killer Cares event.
Kidding.
Yeah.
That's great.
They
That's
usually,
huge.
I'm trying to think what they usually,
50.
You know, 50, I think, was the 50 was the goal last time. And
right.
I think they beat it. But
yeah.
There was no reason to expect more money. I was like, why is your goal so high? What are you doing? I don't know. It's because we need a new goal.
Well, it
and
worked.
They did get some fantastic bidding on the items. I always forget that I have to do these things once people win the bids.
Oh, that's right.
I know.
Well, that's like, cool.
No!
You want to get Jim's...
What? Oh, for the Michigan
games?
We
met Ashley.
Well, the Michigan games I'd be going to anyway, so those are always fun. Ashley, did Ashley win something again?
No, I don't know, but she was there. That's how we met her, and now she was back for this. It was cool.
She was at the Tiger game.
Tiger game, yeah.
Yeah, she was in our seats.
Ah.
And I think, did she go for the fireworks, or was she on the field or something? I don't know. She had a ball, though. I saw her on Twitter.
Speaking of Michigan
football.
We have
her back, still.
Here's a series of texts I got from my wife during the show today. Mark, are you ready? Make room in your pants. That was text number 2. And then the third picture is, the tickets came today.
Oh, football tickets are here.
Can you believe it? That means the kickoff's getting closer. Hey, I heard that, dick.
Oh, damn,
my.
I missed you.
I was rock.
I don't want to think about summer being over. That's the only thing that bums me out.
What are you talking about? We were talking about football. Fall is yesterday.
I love fall. But
kids go back to school.
I'm just not ready to be.
Whatever else happens.
Seeing snow or anything like that.
No.
I don't think about it.
No.
Just yet. You know, yesterday, that's yesterday. Yeah, I was going to mention
Jim South's number, by the way, if you want to call him.
Oh, let's call Jim South. Let's do that while we can. On the Hall Financial Hotline in the DealsInTheD.com studios. see what you can buy any wonderful car on DealsInTheD.com for. And go to DrewAndMike.HallFG.com for information on a refi. If you want to save money, go to DrewMike.HallFG.com. If you don't want to save money, don't! Do not go there.
Well, I bet you I'm going to be.
Hey, Ringo, peace and love.
Yeah. Did you peace and love at noon yesterday?
I did not.
No, Trudy.
What?
No, I missed Ringo's Peace and Love Fest.
What? He wanted people to do it at noon?
Yeah, yes. He does it. Yeah.
Oh, come on. If that was a 20-year-old influencer, you'd be all over it.
Or
a
online.
Jim.
Yo.
Jim South? Is this Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, how you doing? It's the Drew and Mike show.
Oh, hey.
We've been trying to reach you for a while. We were listening to some old audio of you, and we were just wondering
how
if you had a minute. Yeah. Yeah, and how you doing?
You're doing okay.
Agency still going well?
Could be busier.
Yeah. Is it harder now with the internet? Did that take a hit out of the agency? Is that tough to deal with?
It interferes somewhat. I mean, nothing drastic, but a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems like there's more girls than ever that want to be, in some kind of porn or in some state of undress on Polaroid.
Well, you've got anywhere from 25 to 30 people that ask his agent.
Oh, really?
And so used to be in the old days, it was, meet World Modeling and Pretty Girl International. And, of course, the more agents are people that say they're agents, solicit girls, you're going to have more girls getting into it.
I remember seeing you say something to the effect that it was bing to the bong bong, we're off to Acapulco if somebody got naked. Is that still true?
Say that again?
Play the audio of Jim.
Right here. This is you.
At your bikini, it's 100. If you're topless, it's 200.
Okay.
If it is centerfold, it's 5,000. And bing to the bong, we're off to Acapulco, right?
I think it's for centerfold, we're off to Acapulco.
I sounded younger then.
Yeah,
a little bit. It was about 20 years ago.
Do you still coach?
It sounded like 50.
Do you still coach your clients like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. A little more coaching. Because you got more and more people the more people you get that act as agents, the more you're going to run into people that are dirtbags, you know, that leave the girls hanging at the airport, or they don't give them their percentage or whatever it is. So you do hear more. You need to coach a little bit with them, kind of pre-warn them, that when they do a shoot, everybody's trying to get their number. Everybody's trying to put a story on them. It's tough out there.
Jim, doing this at your age, I assume this is a labor of love.
I would say kind of used to be. Not as much anymore.
Oh.
Well, are you doing it because just to make a living?
Well, I'm doing it to stay busy. I was dormant for about a year and still on one internet site or website, it's got that I retired. It doesn't have that I came back. Hmm. And I've had a lot of people call me, not a lot, but a few, call me and say that they were going to call me last year, but they understood I was out of business. And I don't know how you get something off the internet when it's on like that.
Well, you have your own social media presence is what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, are you on do you have an Instagram account or?
Yeah.
It's hard to scan those.
Are
Twitter?
You kidding? I'm lucky to be able to turn my camera on.
still got the Polaroids? The old Polaroid cameras?
I got them, but I can't find film for them.
Do you ever use a digital camera, Jim?
Yeah, I have. Oh, okay. I have.
But you like the Polaroid because it prints out, and then you can just pin it to that wall.
Well, yeah, but I haven't used the Polaroids in years.
Not even for nostalgia?
Nah.
Because that sound has got to give you great memories, just the sound of a Polaroid. It's got to put a little spring in your step.
Yeah, I reckon. Make you up and go.
Now, Jim, you had the infamous event with Tracy Lords, and you were arrested for that. Did that actually help the agency, or did that hurt your agency at the time? Because I kind of think it might launch you, like where women come to you because they want to be in the business.
I don't think it really affected us that much. Of course, I wasn't in love with having a charge like that leveled against me, but it is, it is what it is. I mean, when she went to the feds to get a passport, she showed them the very same IDs that she showed me, and they gave her a passport to go to Europe and make an X-rated movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it really affected us that much. But I see your point with the amount of money that she made. You would think more girls would say, hey, I can do that too.
Jim, who of all the people you photographed, who was the biggest instant boner maker of all the women you ever photographed?
Oh, that's a tough one.
So many boners to go through.
There was a girl with me for a short time, probably about 6 months, named Nancy Suter. S-O-U-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She literally set the world on fire.
Really?
Literally.
And yeah, and the funny thing is,
remember that.
With
was
no
Chicago
makeup,
fire?
She wasn't that attractive. What happened was, about after she was with me about 6 months, when they used to shoot features, you know, with the acting and the dialogue, one thing and another, they would rent big locations to do the shooting. She was shooting in a guy's mansion out in Orange County, and he supposedly owned a chain of restaurants. Well, he is who she married and got out of the business.
Oh, scrub the internet.
Or at least was living with him. Yeah.
She's pretty, the though.
Wow.
I would say, yeah, very, very pretty girl. Another girl that was phenomenal was Lonnie Sanders, whose real name was Jenny Ram. I got her, I believe, penthouse centerfold. I got her a layout. In addition to that, forgot if it was boy, girl, or girl, girl for penthouse. I got her Hustler,
nice.
Club, a lot
club.
Of magazine. Oh, she was good and was really into it.
Jim, did you ever place anyone in Cherry Magazine?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Cherry Magazine. The deal.
How about?
In the old days, if a girl on the Richter scale from 1 to 10 is a 7, I could keep her busy for months just with magazines. Hmm. Back then, a lot of the girls didn't do movies. But of course, those days are gone.
Hey, can you
as far as keeping them busy?
Like, so was Penthouse or Playboy? Was that the top of the like? Which one for what you do would be the top? Playboy or Penthouse or Hustler?
Well, they're different. I dealt mainly with Penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
With Playboy, you got to stop modeling for anybody else. You've got to sign an exclusive contract.
Oh, really?
He's having a party. You've got to go to that to promote for Playboy. And a big difference.
Were you tight with Gooch?
No, not really tight. Not really tight.
What about Larry Flint? Did you ever work with Larry?
Did you say Larry Flint?
Yeah.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
No, Larry.
I won't even fit into that.
Oh.
What?
Why?
Bad or good?
Bad.
Oh.
Was he just hard? You didn't like him, or you didn't like his work, or what do you mean exactly?
I didn't like his bodyguard slapping me around.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. What was what was the occasion for that? Were you teasing Larry?
Larry and I had a deal that he would get the girls first, provided they were willing to do Hustler. Now, believe it or not, quite a few of the girls that came in, now this is way back, but quite a few of the girls that came in with the jokes and the Christian things, and, I mean, Flint could shoot the Lord's Last Supper and brag about it. Well, a lot of the girls did not want to be in Hustler. Oh. And so Larry would see girls that had already worked that were with me. And this is a long story.
That's okay.
So anyway, I got invited to his mansion out in Bel Air on some kind of big money deal involving movies. And when I went there, like 30 of his employees were there, and it was a setup to chastise me in front of everybody, showing those people that you can't cross Larry.
Oh.
That's
God.
More or less what it was about.
Wow. So you got beat up by a gang of his bodyguards?
I didn't say beat up.
Oh.
Shoved around.
Oh.
Played a little hardball.
How about Al Goldstein? Did Al Goldstein ever rough you up?
No. Oh.
Hey, good. Jim.
Screw Magazine, Trudy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Al did. We interviewed Al. He's a great interview. I didn't know him personally, but did you feel that Jugs Magazine was underrated? Because I think you were quoted as saying that.
No, I considered way back We Magazine underrated.
Oh, We.
Oh,
back
yeah.
then,
yeah.
We was like Playboy back then. Now, I'm talking 25 years ago. But they were underrated, I thought.
Can you rate the other ones, like Cherry and Club? Like, where do those rank?
Club, the guy that owned Club was absolutely aces.
Aces?
It's one of the most honest, reputable, sincere guy that I've ever met in the business.
Hmm.
Were they respectful of women? I mean, this seems like a weird question, but...
Tree.
I know, it's pornography,
no,
but...
No, you know what, believe it or not, unlike John Q. Public, that doesn't know us, that thinks we're all scumbags if we're in the business... most of the people are. They do appreciate the girls. They are a little protective, as I am with them, and they don't pull any shots. But in any business, you're going to have good and bad. And so there are dirt bags and scum buckets out there that give the industry a bad name. Hell, I even caught a guy selling my phone number for $100. Guaranteeing that I would get them work, and I didn't even know the guy. I think he was out of Chicago. But we've pretty much seen it all.
As far as those people in those magazines, you know, which it's become difficult to stay alive doing that now. What happened to all those people that were involved in all these magazines that are no longer with us? Did they just find something else to do, or did they stay in the business?
Some of them stayed in the business. Some of them slipped over and started shooting, excuse me, movies. And then some of them just worked back into the regular, you know, people. So it varied with who they were, where they were located. The difference is this. 25 years ago, I was in about 8 or 9 newspapers. And it was Orange County, Long Beach, Ventura County Star, Daily News. I mean, I could go on and on. The girls came in. You didn't even have to copy the ID.
Gross.
You had to check it, but you didn't have to copy it. There was no such thing as an HIV test. Yeah. And you would book them with Ron Vogel and Woodland Hills. So they were all local. Now... they're from Biola, Battery, Alabama, and every place in the world. They never have money to buy an airline ticket to come out. Hmm. They don't have money to rent a room if you get a multiple job. So all of this the agent has to do now. So it's a lot more work, and you're actually getting less people because of it.
Hmm. Well, it's a strange time to to be in the business. It's changed so much. But, Jim, I got to tell you, I really appreciate you taking our call and talking to us. And we gave you some messages. I don't know, maybe a year ago we tried to reach in. We never heard back, and we thought maybe you just weren't doing. I think we heard you were retired or something from the internet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, hell, I'm always tired.
Okay, same difference.
Jim, thanks so much for the time, though. It's great to talk to you.
My pleasure, and y'all take care.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bing the bang, we're off to Acapulco.
She's arching her back to her buttocks.
That's the way
she sure
picture.
Is.
She's the person who was receiving the instruction from Jim South.
I kind
right
of admire
there.
The fact that he's still in the business.
I know. He's 89.
Wow.
I can't believe he could hear us. I think I think he takes Polaroids just to hear the sound to get himself hard.
Yeah. Or that's his,
if he has sex.
That's his text tone on his phone. Anytime he gets a text.
Oh, that's a great one.
Or his ringtone.
Yeah.
The amazing Jim South, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea what a treat that was.
I know. I was freaked out. I was not prepared. I wasn't ready for him.
I didn't think he'd answer the phone. It didn't sound like him at first either.
For 20 years, I would not be ready for Jim South.
That's funny. He did not remember Bing Did a Bang, We're Off to Acapulco.
His best line ever.
I thought that was a standard line he gave because he said, you know, for 100 in a bikini, 200 if you're topless.
Now, if you're bikini, it's 100. If you're topless, it's 200.
Okay.
If it is centerfold, it's 5,000. And Bing Did a Bang, We're Off to Acapulco, right?
You got to love the girl that decides, oh, I'll take my top off. It's a whole nother 100 bucks. Yeah. Jesus. Why don't you tell me?
I want to see that episode again. You cannot find it anywhere.
Does Jim have it?
Bing Diddy Bang. Probably. Yeah, on beta. Yeah.
It's got that, too.
Oh, boy. Yesterday, we were going to get around to the Hunter Biden story, which just has gotten insane. God, there was so much revealed in that thing. But I was going to mention, first of all, that there was some political news of sorts. I didn't really want to spend a lot of time on it, but they had some new polls out, and I was trying to figure out why this was, but maybe it's because it's been kind of quiet. Trump's approval rating was at 44%. I think isn't that high for him?
Yeah.
53% disapproved.
Which has been flat.
That's right.
65%. Said he doesn't act presidential. I'm surprised 35% would say that he does act presidential.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
But 28% said he does. 7% have no opinion. And then in a direct matchup with Joe Biden, Biden is ahead by 10 points. Kamala Harris is up 48-46. Bernie Sanders 49-48. And he's tied with Elizabeth Warren at 48.
Wow. Oof. Surprise.
And Joe Biden, these were notes from yesterday, had just apologized again for...
Stop apologizing.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't anybody take a cue from their competition? No. When have you ever heard anybody apologize on the other side?
That's right.
Stop doing it.
You know, honestly, it doesn't work. I think no one has more to apologize for than Donald Trump. President Trump, whatever you want to call
him. Sorry, not sorry.
He never apologizes. And you know what? I think that's a strength.
He doubles down.
Is.
I'm sorry about that.
And Biden, when he apologized to Anita Hill, it was like, what? And she didn't accept it.
Well, that's the problem with apologizing, because whoever the apology is for, it's never good enough.
No, and she was a bitch about it. I still can't get over how poorly Clarence Thomas read the room. With the pubic hair on the coke. And
he hasn't done anything wrong.
It's like, you hit on so the wrong chick, whatever. I've never seen 5 seconds of Anita Hill where I thought, boy, I should hit on her. I mean, she just
Who has put pubic hair on my coke?
She just, the way she talks, everything she says sounds like, don't hit on me, don't hit on me.
One of the oddest episodes I remember was an occasion in which Thomas was drinking a coke in his office. He got up from the table at which we were working, went over to his desk to get the coke, looked at the can and asked, who has put pubic hair on my coke?
That sounds delicious. You are fake news.
Sounds delicious.
Do you think he's ever used that before or after?
I think it was a move. I think he used it before. Absolutely.
Must have worked, right?
Yeah,
do you think
maybe.
There's someone in America, somewhere in America, it's like, I can't believe I fell for the pubic hair on the coke line.
I guess his wife.
I got to believe he saw it in a movie or something.
With a long dong silver
movie? I don't
know,
maybe. Maybe a porn movie? He had Playboy centerfolds taped up on his kitchen wall when he was 29.
Oh, man.
He's such a weird dude.
I know, he was weird.
Is. Still.
It's funny, you don't hear much about him.
Oh. There are a couple of decisions lately at the Supreme Court level that he's been infamously involved with, but.
Well.
Hunter Biden, on the other hand, did crack!
That story.
The wrong way.
That story is amazing, and he was interviewed for it for the New Yorker story.
Hunter Biden has so much shit that
Never's
I'm
fault.
Convinced he did this interview just to let it all out.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come out in dribs and drabs, for, and Joe has to apologize for it.
Yep. Yep.
For every little thing. You know, everyone is just banging his sister-in-law. Well, I'm sorry. They had shared grief.
Yeah, exactly.
So they had to have sex with each other. Shared, that's usually what people do if they're both grieving about the same thing. They fuck.
Yeah.
So that's weird. A totally normal reaction.
Shared grief. That's not a line. Everybody grieves in their own way. How do you share it?
Well, he found a new way. And then he crashed a rental car. He crashed two rental cars driving from California to Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Hold on then, to your dick!
If it's not enough to crash two rental cars, he left a crack pipe and crack in the rental car when he left it, along with some Secret Service card and some other cards with his name on them. But it was the car he rented anyway. And they didn't charge him because they said, we couldn't prove he was smoking any crack.
See?
When do they do that?
It's a Trudy Popsicle
so
defense.
If they find a bunch of cocaine in my car, they're not going to charge me because they can't prove I did it?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
I guess
in
maybe.
In Hunter Biden's world.
I know. Now, there's so many
here's my favorite
scummy
story.
Things in this guy's background.
So, where's it at? Hunter, who spoke to the author, started drinking socially as a teenager. When he was a student at Georgetown in the early 90s, he took up smoking Marlboro Red cigarettes and occasionally used cocaine. Once, hoping to buy cocaine, he was sold a piece of crack, but he wasn't sure how to take the drug. It didn't have a stem, Hunter said.
What? A stem?
So
pipe? He knows the lingo?
Oh.
I didn't have a pipe, he followed up with. Improvising, he stuffed the crack into a cigarette and smoked it. Didn't have much of an effect, he said. I call bullshit on that. Don't you?
Absolutely.
It seems just like a lie.
No, he's smoking crack a few months ago.
Yeah, so.
I like how his wife is like, hey, stop drinking. If you can stop drinking, we'll stay together. And if not, then you're out of here. And he downs like an entire thing of vodka.
I know. Well, it sounds like his
and
vice
goes to a strip club.
You're going to fall hard.
I feel like his vice is really airplanes.
Yes.
Anytime there's an issue, it involves an airplane. Like he was sober for a long time, and then he was on a flight back from Madrid and had three Bloody Marys, and boy, did that unleash everything.
Whoa.
And then the time when he crashed the two rental cars was because he claims, and this is another dubious claim, that he left his wallet on a plane, so he had to stay in L.A. It's just crazy that he happened to stay for a whole week and do a bunch of crack during that week.
Yeah, that he got a homeless guy turned him onto some
baby
crack
down
dealer. Yeah, baby down.
Oh no, baby down was the good guy in that story.
Well, he turned him onto the crack dealer, didn't he?
No, I think baby down's the one that drove him to get food.
Oh, okay. Let's
see if I can find that.
Oh, baby down sounds like a good guy.
Hey, Big Samoan. Here it is.
I like how he took yoga and he made that into a thing too.
Could be a crackhead.
Instead of going to rehab at Grace Grove. That's in Arizona. He stayed in Los Angeles for about a week. He said that he needed a way to forget. And that soon after his arrival in L.A., soon after, he asked a homeless man in Pershing Square where he could buy crack. Hunter said the man took him to a nearby homeless encampment where a narrow passageway between tents. Someone put a gun to his head before realizing he was a buyer. He returned to buy more crack a few times that week. One night outside the club on Hollywood Boulevard, Hunter and another man got into an argument. A group of bouncers intervened. A friend of one of the bouncers, a Samoan man who went by the name Baby Down, felt sorry for Hunter and took him to Mel's Drive-In to get some food and to his hotel to pick up his belongings. Baby Down then dropped Hunter off at the Hertz rental office at LAX. Hunter said at that point he hadn't slept for several days. Driving east on Interstate 10 just beyond Palm Springs, he lost control of the car, which jumped the median, skidded to a stop on the shoulder of the westbound side. He called Hertz, which came to collect the damaged car and gave him a second rental. Later, on a sharp bend on a mountainous road, Hunter recalled a large barn owl flew over the hood of the car and then seemed to follow him, dropping off in front of his headlights. Hunter said that he had no idea whether the owl was real or a hallucination.
Oh, my God.
So that's when he dropped that that car off with all the stuff in it, the crack and Bo Biden's attorney general badge on the dashboard.
The thing about this guy, he's obviously a huge party binger. He's irresponsible. He cheats on his wife like a madman. He's a strip club maniac. After his wife says, you know, I'm divorcing him because he spends all his money on himself. He goes to strip clubs constantly. He goes to prostitutes. He cheats on me. And he said he denied all of it. Said he hadn't been to a strip club in years. But he said, the evening the story was published, I went directly to a strip club. Oh, fuck them.
Well, that's a way to prove it. By going immediately to a strip club.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then he ends up with the sister-in-law after Bo dies. Remember, the head of his penis was in her.
Shared grief.
Within a second of the last breath Bo took.
Bo's body wasn't cold?
No, not even close.
From her perspective, it probably felt like Bo. Oh, God.
Well. Yeah, maybe true.
Yeah. I mean, he basically was kind of living Bo's life.
Sounded like this, like...
Sexual audio.
Wait, is that Bo or Hunter?
I might have had the wrong
That's Hunter.
One. Let me try it
again.
It was
Hunter breathing.
Yeah, it sounded like this. It was Bo who gives out the gas.
Expiring. Hunter.
Oh, wow.
There's Hunter.
So, but now he's got a woman suing him for paternity who he knocked up somewhere in there.
You know what's interesting? That is not in the New Yorker article that he did the interview for. Aren't you surprised that he didn't address that?
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't. And then he meets this girl, and 3 weeks later, he's married to her. This is after he dumped his brother's wife. Tired of banging her.
That part of the article is great, too. Where's it at? In early May, Hunter met 32-year-old South African woman named Melissa Cohen. Actually, let me go back a bit regarding South Africa, because he didn't learn his lesson. On May 7, 2013, he was assigned to a reserve unit at the Naval Station. He had just joined the Naval Reserves.
Yeah, they waived the age limit for Hunter Biden. Isn't that crazy that they waive it for Hunter Biden?
Age limit and past drug problem.
Cocaine content of his blood.
So Hunter sworn in by his father later that month.
His father swears him in. The vice president. Dad, would you swear me into the Naval Reserves?
Jesus.
Naval Reserves, really? The vice president. So I wonder how much taxpayer dollar was expended to get Joe to the swearing in.
Well, it's Secret not that Service. Far away. No, was at the White House.
Stupid.
Was at the White House. Later that month, the night before Hunter's first weekend of reserve duty, he stopped at a bar a few blocks from the White House. Outside, Hunter said he bummed a cigarette from two men who told him they were from South Africa. He felt amped up as he was driving down to Norfolk. And then incredibly exhausted. Those are both quotes, amped up and incredibly exhausted. He told me he called Bo and said, I don't know what's going on. Bo drove from Delaware to meet Hunter at a hotel near the Naval Station. Why? Your brother?
Let's go to the hospital.
Bo drove. So he got me in ship shape and drove me into the base. On his first day, Hunter had a urine sample taken for testing. And, of course, it showed up positive for cocaine. He was out of the Naval Reserve.
His first day.
Yeah.
So the vice president swears him in. They go to the White House to get this idiot sworn into the Naval Reserves. Why is this at the White House? Why? And why is the vice president swearing him into the Naval Reserves, and he's testing positive for coke the first day?
Oops. In early May, Hunter then met
By the way, coke doesn't stay in your system for a long, long time.
Well, it was the next day. I mean, well, yeah.
Like 3 days or something.
Well, it was the next day. He had to give the urine sample.
He thought of it in a coke haze, right? He's coked up, and that's where he thought of it. I'll go to the Naval Reserves. So, well, you said that, right? That he was pepped up?
Yeah, he said he was, quote, amped up and then incredibly exhausted.
But that's not the worst. I mean, all this party stuff is really bad. But the worst thing is he was a lobbyist when his dad was in the Senate. And he was basically trying to get earmarks into bills, which is all that money that's just thrown away on something. Mm. Yeah. That was what he did. And Obama had to tell Joe, you know, get them the fuck out of the lobbying business. You're the vice president. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. That's amazing.
And then he gets him put on that board in the Ukraine.
He's on a couple different boards, by the way.
Yeah, making a boatload of money. Now, who would put Hunter Biden on their board? No one.
So
that's the worst. If Joe Biden's going to apologize for anything, that's what he should apologize for. But he says, we made a deal that whatever lobbying he was doing, whatever vice presidential work I was doing, we wouldn't talk about it with each other.
Fake.
So he couldn't possibly influence him.
Fake.
I can't Can you imagine?
Yeah, and Trump doesn't talk to his kids about the Trump Organization.
No, it's not ludicrous. At all.
No wonder he huffs women's heads.
So Hunter meets this 32-year-old South African. He didn't learn his lesson there. A filmmaker was working on a series of documentaries about indigenous tribes in southern Africa. Boring. A few days after their first date, Hunter had the word shalom tattooed in Hebrew letters on the inside of his left bicep.
What?
To match a tattoo that she had on the same spot.
Oh, God.
Does he fall in love too quick?
Yeah, and she asked,
why come you don't have a tattoo? That one.
Less than a week after they met, he proposed.
Oh, wow.
The next morning, she accepted. So he bought a wedding man. Okay, a month later,
you are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
A month later, on the roof deck of Cohen's apartment off the Sunset Strip, Cohen sat on a bench next to Hunter, who was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and blazing with the slogan, quote, be fucking nice. Turd. Hunter recalled that.
It's so stupid. By the way, is matching tattoos, isn't it just the worst idea?
Not a good idea.
It's the worst idea. Who will anybody please email if you have matching tattoos and you've had them for a while and you're still happy about it?
Yes. Great idea. Great
anyone.
Question.
Anyone. Or if you know anyone. Because I've never heard of anyone that didn't have matching tattoos where it just sounded so dumb.
It's pretty stupid.
And regrettable.
Hunter recalled that after the ceremony, I called my dad. And I told him we just got married. He was on the speakerphone, and he said to her, thank you for giving my son the courage to love again. Talks like that.
I don't know. I'm starting to think a lot of people talk like that, because every time I watch any of these, well, I mean, I'm not trying to act as if reality shows are reality, but like on The Bachelor, all these chicks talk like that. They want guys to open up, and right. And one day when I was talking about it and how stupid it was, I started getting some email, and people were suggesting that this is how certain Gen Z people actually talk.
Oh, my God. Well, why is Joe Biden talking that way?
I don't know. But I think, you know, a lot of people have been raised with all these stupid buzzwords, and they think, oh, God, opening up is the best. Oh, my God, bring your walls down.
Let's go take a journey together.
Thank you for giving my
son. You're amazing.
The courage to love again. He just blew a load in her and proposed like within a week. Oh, Hunter paused, his eyes filled with tears. And Dad said to me, honey, I knew that you'd find love again. Hunter paused, his eyes filling with tears. Quote, and he said to me, honey, I knew that when you found love again, that I'd get you back.
Did I do good, Daddy?
And my reply was, I said, Dad, I always had love. The only thing that allowed me to see it was the fact that you never gave up on me. You always believed in me, and you gave me that sweet job on that Ukraine energy board. Hunter told me on a recent evening,
he just went off the board recently.
Hunter Biden told me that on a recent evening he had seen reports on Twitter that Trump was calling for him to be investigated by the Justice Department. Then Hunter noticed a helicopter overhead. Quote, I said, I hope they're taking pictures of us right now. And I hope it's a live feed to the president so he can see how much I care about the tweets. He went on, I told Melissa, I don't care. Fuck you, Mr. President. Here I am living my life. What a badass.
Whoa. Oh my God. He's so
so self-important. What it's amazing.
Dork.
I thought one of the more amusing things in the whole story was, they're talking about when Joe was vice president, and they'd be like, Joe, can we talk about Hunter? Because, you know, he's lobbying for the, you know, or whatever he was doing, or, you know, he's banging your daughter-in-law, or whatever he was doing. And they said that eventually it never really got done, because anytime they brought up something Hunter was doing, Joe would go into some long, melancholy story where he might start crying. Or get really like serious, like some deep story. Right. And they would feel so sorry that they had asked or said anything about it.
He didn't get mad. He became hurt.
Yes, he became very pained.
So deeply hurt.
Yeah, deeply hurt. So they just wouldn't bring it up. And so they said that Joe, you know, just didn't really know what was going on with Hunter.
Ugh, boy. I didn't care.
I wonder if that was a strategy to get people to stop bringing him up.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, imagine if every time you asked me about something, I just got, became near tears because I was so upset. Whatever it was, you would just, I'm never going to ask him that again. Ever! Wouldn't you?
Yes. No.
Okay.
I mean.
No.
For sure.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Mm-mm. No, that is a good strategy.
Great strategy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that he might not have been the favorite son?
Mm. Well, yeah, the favorite son.
Well, it'd be pretty hard for him to be the favorite son based on being such
all
a
the trouble
dope.
He's caused.
Well, and based on how great his brother was.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Wow.
By all accounts, Bo was solid. Yeah. Oh, don't forget the diamond in the story, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. That's from the board he was on, wasn't it? Or the...
It's a different board.
Yeah, a different board.
I got to find the story again.
Yeah, that's his soon-to-be ex-wife said, I guess they were, you know, figuring it all out. And she said, he got some big diamond from somebody. And it was a gift for performing on the board for this.
Yeah,
what was it for?
A Chinese energy tycoon Yi Jianming was trying to make connections in Washington among prominent Democrats and Republicans, and whom he had met in the middle of the divorce. Hunter told me that two associates accompanied him to the first meeting with Yi in Miami. They were, and that they surprised him by giving Yi a magnum of rare vintage scotch worth thousands of dollars. So it was like an exchange.
A diamond for a scotch.
Yeah. Hunter was on the board of World Food Program USA, a nonprofit that generates support for the UN, and he had hoped that you
I
would
make, if they paid him for it.
You would make a large aid donation at dinner that night. No, I don't want to sign up for the New Yorker. Oh, no. Thanks a lot. Let's see. At dinner that night, to discuss the donation, the conversation turned to business opportunities. Oh, what a shock. So here you are talking about charity and how business opportunities pop up. Hunter offered to use his contacts to help identify investment opportunities for Yi's company, China Energy.
Oh, his contacts?
Natural
you
gas
mean
projects
his dad?
In the United States. Yeah. After the dinner, Yi sent a 2.8 carat diamond to Hunter's hotel room with a card thanking him for the meeting.
Did he give it back then?
No. No.
When I asked
him, have you ever seen a 2.8 carat diamond?
When I asked him if he thought the diamond was intended as a bribe, he said, no. What'd they be bribing me for? My dad wasn't in office. He still holds tremendous
Such
influence.
An asshole. Yeah.
Hunter said that he gave the diamond to his associates and doesn't know what they did with it.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I just
he
always
loves passing
people
the buck.
Always give away yeah. 3-carat diamonds. Just forget where they who they gave them to. It's nuts.
Everything's always someone else's fault.
It's like giving
South
away
Africans.
Swag.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for him.
He's the Maz of the Biden family. Just giving stuff away.
Quid pro quos. Lots of quid pro quos. Okay.
It's a wild story, The New Yorker.
Well, it's all out there now, so nobody can break it.
Yeah, it's kind of smart in a way.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that's how it all works. So it seems. Anyway, let's see. Why don't you get us out of here, Brandon, and... I didn't want to mention the Drew and Mike story is open. And thanks to all you for buying the stickers and the glasses and the mugs. And I guess we're selling shirts now, too. Got lots of shirts. And I'm wearing the Soul of Detroit shirt today.
Yeah,
it's a
I like
great
that.
Shirt.
Oh, good.
It does look really good.
Yeah, it's a really cool logo.
Very distinctive.
I'm jealous of ML. It's a great shirt. And the gray is perfect, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. And Charlie's book, Shit Show, is on there, too. If you want to get Shit Show through the Drew and Mike store, you can. And I'll mention, since he won't. And also, Dick Vitale is on the new No Filter Sports.
That's right. Came out today. Dick Vitale joined us for about 40 minutes and put on an hour and a half show today. Normally, that show's 50 minutes to an hour. So, it's a good one.
Sweet.
Wow. That's pretty
huge. Yeah, baby!
And like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook. And also, somebody actually gave us a rating and said that I did this to bump the one from the top that you have to keep reading because I bitched about the same reviews at the top all the time. So she was nice enough to rate us to bump that. It was nice. Both were nice reviews, too. And on iTunes, too. It's great to get the ratings there, and I see people are still doing it, and it's much appreciated, and it is one of those ways that... Shows are compared, so we do appreciate it.
And there's still plenty of time left to vote, but so far, does everyone love Winona Ryder? 58% said no.
What?
Yep, I told you.
Oh, my head ran on.
Shocked.
I told him.
It could be because she's 50 years old now, maybe. I don't know. Are they no longer digging her? Or the young people don't realize how hot she was? Oh, come on. Vote for Winona. Jesus. Respect.
How would you like to work for one of the recording industry's biggest stars?
Love you. Love you all.
There's a rare opening in Umbrella Detail for the King of Pop, Michael Jackson.
UMB1 to base. I'm sitting at the courtroom door. Over.
Remember to hold umbrella number one high. You'll be waving, so give him plenty of clearance. Over.
If you have strong wrists, can operate a walkie-talkie, enjoy being on national TV, and aren't easily jostled, you may have what it takes to be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
Umbrella's on the ready. Prepare canopy deployment. Over.
Yeah, UMB2 to base. The runner is trapped between the top spring and the handspring.
You mean it won't open?
Yeah, roger.
Base here. Do you or UMB1 have any oil for the shaft? Over.
Yeah, I've got some WD-40 here. Application process almost complete.
Roger, and execute canopy deployment.
Umbrella deployed. Over.
Enter the glamorous and fast-paced world of celebrity umbrella holding.
UMBs 1 and 2, National Weather Service says westerly winds 25 to 30 knots. We don't want those canopy ribs turning inside out. Over.
Shake a leg. Biped is approaching from inside at 2 o'clock.
Applicants must be black with shaved heads and earrings. Go to mgumbrellaholder.com.
Apply today and you could be Michael Jackson's umbrella holder.
Yeah.